Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina, Yaisrael, with another edition of the Yehuda Project. We're going to give everybody a chance to call in. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song for you, and I hope you enjoy it. And here we go.
Feel good music.
Moment. I'm going to open up the mic to some people that have called in already. If you want to say, give a shout-out, please push 1 and let them know where you're calling from so we can get the show on the road. And we are glad to have a bunch of guests on here today. We also have some of the older Morays that are going to be on the show today. They're calling in from Atlanta. They're calling in from Chicago. They're calling in from all over the country. So we are going to have a really good show today. I'm sure, you know, that you all will be very pleased with what we're trying to do in terms of bringing our people together as a nation. And we're going to make that happen. We're going to have a good time at doing it. And we're going to come together and we're going to show ourselves that we have the power to come together and we have the power to love one another because it's all done in the spirit of love. It has to be love that draws us. It has to be love that keeps us. And it has to be love that motivates us. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you believe. We believe that our nation is strong enough to change the world. And we want to give everybody an opportunity today to make a comment or be able to bring up. This is an open forum that we have on our show. We're going to be talking about a few specific topics. And I sent out a bolo over the internet, over the email address to let some of our leaders know what we were going to be dealing with today. And we have several different topics. So we want you to know if you have a comment, if you want to talk about something, just push 1. For those that are in the chat room, if you want to open up and give a topic, please don't hesitate to type something because we're going to be working the chat room and the phone lines today. And we just want everybody to have a good time and we want to get everything going. So, and on that note, like I said, we're waiting on Sister Kavai to come on the line. She had to work today, which kind of held her a little late, but she is en route, and we're waiting on Brother Adonai and a couple of other brothers to call in. But I just wanted to say that this week has been a very good week, been a very trying week, but overall, we're making some headway. We have been in contact with the State Department. We have been in contact with the White House. We're making some progress in terms of connecting with them and bringing some issues to the table. We have some real powerful things going on right now because we're on the move. We're real people, and we have a right to call ourselves Hebrew Israelites, to live as Hebrew Israelites without the fear of threats or retaliations in any kind of way at all whatsoever. So very politically and intelligently, and maturely, we're approaching them, and very cautiously, because we want them to know that at the end of the day that we are law-abiding citizens. We just abide by Yah's law, and we make sure that that is the forefront and at the head of what we do all the time. Again, if you have a comment or you want to open up the talk, don't hesitate to push 1, and we're going to get some brothers on the line. I think this is Brother Adonai online. We're going to let him on. Brother Adonai, are you there?
Kane, shalom, shalom. This is Adonai from Atlanta, Georgia.
Shalom, shalom. It's good to have you on, my brother. Kavai told me she was going to be running a little late, so we're waiting on your Moray friend to call in, and we have a whole lot of people on the line right now, and we're going to have a really, really, really good show today.
Well,
how was your week?
Oh, everything was lovely. I enjoyed myself. How is everybody on your side?
Oh, everybody's doing good out here in Ohio. You know, Ohio is Ohio, very laid back. You know, it's owned by the Jews, so, you know, they kind of everything is kind of conservative and laid back. But other than that, we're doing real well. No problems at all whatsoever.
Yeah, I got in touch with Zerubbabel, and he's supposed to be on the line sometime at one point. You understand? He said he was going to call.
Good. Yes, yeah, so we have Brother Maccabi. I'm waiting on Brother Maccabi to call. If Maccabi's on the line, please push 1. And we got a couple of other brothers that we're expecting to call in today. If you were invited, again, we have Dawid Jacob Maccabius, who called in from Sweden. And he has his own Hebrew Israelite network. It is HWUNET. And he sends out a lot of information to us weekly, and we invited him on the show. He's calling in from Sweden. So we have Hebrew Israelites that are on the line that are from another country, that are living in another country.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if Moray Zerubbabel is on the line, if you could push one, we'll get you on, and you can introduce yourself to everyone. We're still waiting on Kavada to get situated so she can call in, and then we're going to go from there. But other than that, I mean, I think it's powerful, Brother Adonai, that we have the Hebrew Israelites that are calling in from other countries.
Yes, it is. It's really, see, this lets me know that the Almighty is moving in the earth here today. You understand? He's given us the opportunity to gather ourselves. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's going to happen because the Creator said so. You understand?
Yeah.
He said it was going to happen. So, you understand? And this is a commandment by the Almighty. If you go to Yaphaniah, it talks about, in chapter 2, verse 1, it talks about gathering yourself. Gather yourself, the undesirable. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a commandment that the Almighty is telling us. He's telling us to gather ourselves so that we can be hidden in the time of His anger.
Yes, absolutely. So let me ask you this, because you've been in this thing a long time. What makes this time any different from any other time?
Well, I'm going to give you my perspective. I don't know specifically. You understand? But from my perspective is that it couldn't have been done in the early times because we have to be fully understandable as to what happened to us and who did what. And it has to be embedded in our minds so that our children, we can teach it to our children and our children teach it to their children and so forth and so on. If it happened back there in earlier times, you understand, it had been watered down to the point where what they're trying to do today, you understand, make us think that we came over here looking for jobs. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to change the history. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be, we have to have that in the forefront of our minds, you understand, so that we won't return to these kind of things anymore.
Right. I agree with you 100%. So you say, because how long have you been in this Hebrew Israelism movement?
I've been here 35, 40 years.
Wow. So then you've seen it transform itself and go into different forms. So you think that this time, this is it. This is the time for us to come together.
Yeah, this is the time of that. See, we don't know exactly when the Almighty is going to call His judgment, but He's broadening our understanding to let us know that it's coming. It's soon. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I think in chapter 9 it says also that His wrath is near. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hastening. That's what He says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's coming along real fast. You
mm-hmm.
understand what I'm saying? But we have time, but we don't have no time. You understand?
I remember the time of
Joshua when he was supposed to go into the land. You understand? The Almighty stood up the sun. You understand? Joshua had finished what he had to do. So what happens is now we don't have no time, but we got time because if we do it in the name of Yah, He'll do anything He can for us. Period.
Yes, He will. Yes, He will. I agree with you 100%. And there are some things that I need to say. If Isabel is on the line, could you please push one? I think I see her number, but if Izzy is on the line, would you please push one? It was brought to my attention by Kavah last week that she felt like I was being a little hasty with Brother Maccabi and Isabel. And I want everyone to know that it is never my intention to ever be rude to anyone or to make anyone feel to be offended. If I have done that or if I made you feel that way, I truly apologize. I just get very passionate about certain subjects, and I don't ever want you to feel like that I have any ill feelings in my heart for anybody, because I want to work under the spirit of love, and I don't want, you know, and if I've done that again, I would like to apologize. I have somebody, area code 404 has pushed one. Let me get them on the line, and we'll go from there. Shalom, shalom. Could you please introduce yourself and let everyone know where you're calling from?
This is Zerubbabel from Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, shalom, shalom, my brother. How are you?
oh, if I get any better, I get scared. So many blessings have been poured down upon me. I'm doing wonderful.
That is wonderful to hear. You know, I don't hear too many evil Israelites talking like that. So how have you been doing, sir?
Well, like I said before, you know, the Creator has been wonderful to me and my family, my brothers and my sisters. And, of course, in the Bible, we know that he never promised us a rose garden. So when you walk in this way, it strengthens you. There's no greater blessing than to know who you are, to know where you come from, to know your language, to know your culture, and know your name, and you can pass it on to your children. You don't have to go, you know, anywhere, but you can stay right where you're at and enjoy that great, great blessing that the Creator can bestow upon those that love him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's beautiful to have you on the show. I've invited a whole lot of people on here. Can you tell the listening audience, because we have a lot of people on this line, and we have reached an audience of almost 14,000 so far in the last 10 weeks that we've been on the show.
Okay.
Well, it's been a lot longer than 10 weeks, but can you tell them how long you've been in this movement? And we have a brother also from Sweden that's called in. We're going to let you have the floor for a minute so you can kind of say what you want to say.
You're speaking to me, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, yes. Well, first of all, my name is Moray Mikael. My name is Rubabel Mikael Israel. I've been in this way of life over 30 years. I started the Sacred Law Conference in Cincinnati along with Moray Alicia and Brother Tyree and Brother Daniel. And many of us were up into the death of Moray Alicia. We are the pioneers that started that great organization and that movement. And one of the things we wanted to do was start an opportunity for brothers to come to a conference. And even though we may have differences on doctrine, there will be a place where we can share those differences and at the end of the day come together. So I was one of the founders in that, but unfortunately I broke away from that foundation from those brothers a little years later because a lot of times, you know, things don't always go the way you want to. So sometimes you got to stand for Yah. And when that happens, then although you maintain your brotherhood, you somewhere along the line, you have to, Almighty said in the book of Isaiah 42:80, say, he shall not share his glory with another and give his praise to a graven image. And so it's very important that we don't lose focus, that we don't get lost in organization, that we put all our trust, all our soul, and all our mind in the loving and putting forth the word of the true and living Creator. Because we're not an organization. We are international people. And we have to love our Creator, and that's the way we're coming back, not through organizations, but through the return to our Father.
Yeah. So what do you think the issue is now with Israelites? Because they seem kind of fearful, and they seem like they're a little hesitant about moving. Why do you think that is?
Well, a lot of times Almighty have – well, sometimes, as I said before, that our leaders called us the heir, and those that have led to them are destroyed. So there was a time they came along, and they gave us what they had. They gave us the knowledge and the wisdom that the Creator revealed to them at that time. But the Scripture said knowledge shall increase in the latter days, and that knowledge have increased. We are living in the information age now, where you can click on a phone and you can click on a computer and you can talk to a brother in Sweden, South Africa, in New Orleans, in Russia. You can go all over this earth and be in touch with the Creator's people. So now that information age is there, more and more people, like me when I started, they look at you, an Israelite, you keep the commandments, what's that? Well, now a lot of our sisters, a lot of our brothers have woken up to this. So we've taken it away from the black Hebrewism into the internationalism of the return of the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between then and now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. We have some wisdom on the line today. Again, if you have any questions, because he's going to be on the line with us, if you have a comment or you want to make a comment according to what he just said, please feel free to push 1. We're also waiting on Kavada to come on the line. She's not with us yet. If you want to, Brother Zerubbabel, if you could lead us in a word of prayer so we can go ahead and get started, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, there's a prayer that was always dear to my grandmother who, when I came into his way of life and I was so excited, and I called my grandma on the phone. I said, "Gran," I said, "I just found out that the people of the Bible are black. I just found out that we are the people. We are the Israelites." And my grandmother said, "Well, son, I've been knowing that. I'm a Hebrew Israelite too." And my mind, that was my, she became my closest and my best and my, oh, she was even close to me then, but she became my, my return sister to me. And we just shared this word. But our favorite Psalms was Psalms 103, and I'm gonna say it for our listeners right now. That's the book of Psalms 103. "Bless ye all my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless ye all my soul and forget not all his benefits. Who forgive all thy iniquities, who heal all thy diseases, who redeem thy life from destruction, who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that youth is renewed like an eagle. It is Yah that execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. Yah has not dealt with us after our sins, nor has he rewarded us according to our iniquities. But as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has removed our transgression from us. Like a father pitieth children, O Yah pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame, and he remember that we are dust. As for man, as for man, his days are like the grass, and as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. And when the wind passes over it, it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of Yah is from everlasting up to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them. Yahweh has prepared his thrones over the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Yah all his saints, all his ministers, all his sisters, all his brothers, and all the people across this earth. Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that is within me." Let everybody lift up their voice and say, "Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
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 Praise the mighty Yah." That's
praise
how we come to our, yes, give him praise, because
hallelujah,
he ain't, he, his hand ain't so shortened that he cannot save.
That is correct.
Hallelujah. Ooh, I felt that
truth
one right there now. Yes,
the
sir,
truth.
I'm telling you, it's a blessing. It's a breath of fresh air. You know, when I talked to you last week, and you and Brother Donia, you really encouraged my spirit, and you know what, I felt like, you know, it's time for some people like you with the attitude and the enthusiasm and the joy, because poor Brother Donnie, I've been yelling it for so long, you know, he needs some help. Because, you know.
He said he needs some help. And when he told me,
help.
I told him, yes, he needs some help. And that's what we're here for. That's what we're here
sir.
For. And I came, he asked me, said, "Brother Zerubbabel," said, "where do you get that spirit?" I said, "I don't go nowhere looking for the spirit. I bring the spirit with me." See, I bring it with me, because therefore I'm going to be a blessing to you. I ain't not here to have a pity party with you. I'm not here to worry about how hard it is for you. I'm here to tell you how to get out of here. I'm here to tell you how the Creator is still blessing. I'm here to tell you, you ain't got to run. You ain't got to hide. You ain't got to change your name. You ain't got to do none of that. Stand up, brother. Wake, awake, O Israel. It is time to stand up. But you scared or not? Said our fathers done paid the price. They done already been through the, what they, what the, now the cup of trembling is taken out of your hand. Yes,
sir.
What you worried about now? At the time it's getting hardest. What do you think is gonna get easier?
That is correct.
Can a woman bring forth can a woman bring forth a child without pain?
Mm-mm-mm.
No.
That is correct.
No. So we're going to go through something, but that ain't nothing.
That
if
is
Harry
correct.
Tubman can do it, if a soldier on the truth can do it, if all our brothers and sisters who have died and stood up for what was right, who have marched for the inequities, the injustice in this country, if they can do it, then I'll be daggone a Hebrew Israelite who know the truth, who know where they come from. If they can do it, I know daggone well I can do it.
Hallelujah.
I ain't scared. I told the Father, send me.
That is correct.
I ain't scared. If you're scared, stay home. Stay home.
That is correct.
Don't come down here crying to me. I don't want to hear it.
That is
correct. If you're having a hard time, I promise you I'm going to help you. If you're hungry, I'm going to help you. If you need me, just call me. If you're broken down on the expressway, just call me. I'm coming. Because I'm here to tell you that Yahweh love you, and Zerubbabel love you too. Ain't no such thing you walking this by yourself. Open up your eyes, brothers and sisters. There's thousands of angels just clapping their hands, just waiting for you to turn unto him. And
that
they turn out by the thousands. I'm talking about the thousands. I went to Spelman graduation a month or so ago to see 530 sisters graduating with degrees that I can't even speak of the names. We ain't down. Yes, some of us is. They just want to be woke up to know what's going on. Tell them the truth and then hug them. Quit lying. Just hug them and tell them the truth. Yes, it's going to hurt, but the truth is better than a lie.
That is correct.
We can handle it, but just tell me too why I'm suffering.
You can
tell me why I'm
too.
Going through what I go through. Then it made me understand that there's a purpose and there's a reason.
Yep.
There's a reason for this.
That is
and it's going to be all right. And it's going to be all right. If anybody listens to me, I'm telling you. The economic conditions of our people from 1790 to 2013 has not changed.
No. I'm telling you.
Have not changed.
Mm-hmm.
All we have done is been given leaders that spoke what they wanted us to hear. But the Almighty said he's going to raise up leaders that's not connected to that.
That is correct.
Oh, Father, y'all just don't understand. We're living in a time that is so wonderful. I wish I was 21. I wish I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all, man, listen. Y'all got it made. Praise the Almighty God.
Yeah.
Y'all got it made.
Well,
y'all got it made.
Well, you know what? We got this brother from Sweden on the line. We have actually a Hebrew Israelite brother from Sweden that called in.
Okay.
And we want to give him opportunity to say something to you guys. Brother, go ahead and let everyone know who you are and where you call from.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Now, I have to pre-warn you. My internet sometimes cuts out on me.
Okay.
Especially when I speak to my Hebrew brothers and sisters, it seems to get flooded mysteriously. So if that happens, I'll try to call back, okay?
That's complete. Okay. Yes, sir.
First, I want to say praise Ayah, all praise, because I am so happy that we are doing this. Y'all just don't know. I've been doing this since 2009. And when I found out that I was a Hebrew, first I was shocked, happy, angry. I mean, I went through a lot of emotions. And for those that aren't familiar with what I do, is I'm a researcher, okay? And the reason why I research is because I know that those that call themselves Jews are looking at us very closely, okay?
Yeah.
And when we present this argument to the world, because it's going to be an argument, because there's a lot of people that don't want us to be who we are, because when that is known to the world, things are going to have to change.
Yeah.
Now, what I do is I put so much information out there that is undeniable who we are, all right? So that argument that would be a waste of time to argue that fact. What we need to do now is we need to bring our people together. This is why I have your event linked to my site, because it's that important what you're doing. We need to bring our people together, and we want the world to know who we are. Because the fact is this, the people that are in Israel right now, fronting and pretending to be us, are destroying this planet. And we have to present this fact to the world in order for this world to be healed. And this is Yah, Ayah, all praise, putting us in this position to do that. Okay? So the other thing that I'm doing is I'm trying to show our connection to Africa, because we have a very, very need. We have a need to reconnect with our brothers and sisters in Africa. And I'm aware that we are disconnected because of the propaganda that has been going around our neighborhood for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody still hearing me?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes. Very well.
Okay, cool. Well, the thing, living here in Europe, I can actually look at the United States from afar, okay? And I can compare the different lies that have been told to us and the lies that have been told to the people. Like, I'm recently finding out about Zimbabwe and Mugabe and the whole lie that has been told about them. Now, Mugabe was a dictator at a certain time, of course. Who isn't a dictator when they don't work for the British Empire, right?
That's right.
But what we have to understand is that
did you get cut off? Oh,
I'm listening.
Come see, my lord. Come see, Donnie.
You still hear me?
Yeah, we still.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, all right. Because hey, we're talking about this. All right. The that we have people in Africa is based on us trying to get the story right. Okay? And what they've done to Zimbabwe, just as an example, because there's 54 countries, just one, they stole land, and then when they tried to get dignity back and get their economy back on track, everybody turned against them in the West, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we connect with them in the United States and start to compare stories, then we can heal each other with respect. First, the heat.
You're in and out there.
Brother Yaakov, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Sister Provides with us too. Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, Brother Yaakov.
Okay, I'm going to talk too fast. Let me know when you hear me again.
Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you.
Okay, you know what I can do? If it keeps breaking up, I'm just going to call my phone.
Okay.
If it keeps having problems.
Okay, go ahead.
What? Okay, well, you know, let me talk.
It might be best that you use the other alternative.
Okay,
yes,
I'll do that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna call. Y'all just continue to talk, okay?
Okay,
we will.
All right, once again,
Sister Kabat,
thank
you there?
So much for.
I am shalom, shalom. I am shalom, shalom to everyone, and my apologies for being a little late today, but I'm so happy to be here with everyone, and so I'm just listening in to see where we're at in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you missed some good stuff, man. I'm telling you, it's been on fire. The whole atmosphere changed. I'm telling you, Brother Donia got some help now. You know, and they over there taking over the show, Kavade.
Brother Donia, you brought some reinforcement.
That is correct. I knew this brother right. I knew Zaruba Bell was going to bring it hot. You understand? I'll let you know exactly what time it really is. You understand?
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise be the Most High. He's when you walk this way of life as long as I have, and you fight in your life that for what is right, because you was like that middle child, or you that child that they say he was the black sheep of the family, and you always trying to earn your little bit of love or your little bit of respect, and then you come into this way of life and you find out who you are and what you come from. But this becomes precious to you. And you don't want no leader. You don't want nobody just coming up there just taking it, turning it and twisting it around to make themselves proud or to make themselves honorable or to make themselves respected in such a way that now you're talking about what he said versus what the Creator said.
That is correct.
He did not walk this way of truth to turn around to start teaching lies. But I know I'm not perfect. I know nobody's in my listen out there is perfect. But if somebody don't stand up for the truth, then we're going to fall for anything.
That is correct.
Sometimes it hurts. It hurts. I know it hurts. It hurts like heck to know the truth about yourself or to tell the truth about somebody or be in a relationship with your loved one or your husband or your wife and tell her the truth. It's hard to do, and that's why today we have so much trouble in our relationships because they won't tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we catching hell. We ain't catching hell because we ain't got no money. We catching hell because they lying. They cheat. They backstab.
That is correct.
They standing up there doing everything wicked that you can think of, and some of them we can't even think of because we don't know them all. Our mind can't even conceive the foolishness that these brothers and sisters, and particularly these brothers who always want two wives but don't want two jobs. I love them to death, but you have to be able to earn what you want. It's not given, it's earned.
That is correct.
It's not given, it's earned. If you want four wives, five wives, then you got to earn it.
That is
correct. You can't send them all out there working while you stay home watching TV.
Watch it.
Well, I'm just telling the truth. I put my son and raised that way.
Yeah,
I told my son to this very day, I said, son, you don't live with a woman. If you pay the rent and let her come live with you, you pay the gas and electric bill. I know she got the money, but you go pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you taking another load, you stepping up, you running the house like you supposed to. You supposed to run it. When she what's going on, she's supposed to be able to come to you for comfort. Not
that
you running to her. What you running to her for? Almighty's not holding her responsible. He's holding you responsible.
That's right.
That is correct. I'm like Brother Antonio now. That is correct.
So, you know, these things have to be true. There's three things that is very important in the Hebrew relationship. And one of them is, of course, is trust or communication. And the other one is finances. Of course, you got to have some money. And the third one is sex. Now, if you can't talk and you can't communicate and you ain't got no money, ain't no need to be expecting nobody to do nothing with you. It don't work like that. You have to be able to run your ship. A lot of our brothers ain't getting the truth about that.
Moray, I don't want to interrupt you, but I think Brother Yaakov is back on the line from Sweden, and since he's calling from another country, I would love to give you an opportunity to finish what you're saying, because that's wisdom. But I think I have this mic open. Is this area code 467? Are you there, Brother Yaakov?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. We can hear you well.
Okay, that's good. When I listened to your first broadcast, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
And I love what you said. You were speaking about how the women need to have a voice in our Hebrew community. You know, and how y'all were talking about unity and everything. And that's the key. That's the key. And I think that we need to have more women leaders in this movement. I really do. Because we're missing that feminine side to it. We need to have really strong, feminine, but powerful sisters to set us back on track. Working with the brothers, of course. But we need to show that respect because the attack on the black woman that I'm noticing is done because they know that that is the key to our survival, if y'all can feel what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, because it's like it's the root, okay? It's the root. And I don't have a lot of time to explain it, you know, because I can get long-winded. So I just want to make sure that I just want to tell you that when I first heard that when I first heard that broadcast, I just knew that, you know, this is going to be something. But I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
The meeting that you're having, right? Like,
yes,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it because my funds, I have to get my funds together.
Okay.
But the question I have is this like the very first one you're doing, or has this been done before?
Yes.
Last year.
Well, let me say this. We did do, you're talking about the State of the Nation address. We did do it in 2012. We had a very small one in 2012, and it was just centralized to Cincinnati and a few people that we invited, because we invited Hebrew Israelites, we invited Christians, we invited people who were unconscious, and it was a nice crowd. We started with maybe about 50 people came out. It was a beautiful crowd. We had a beautiful time, and we were committed to do it every year. This is the first time that we have extended it out to all of the Hebrews all over the world to come. And the fact that you're calling from Sweden, I mean, I wanted to let everyone know, we're starting to reach Hebrew Israelites internationally. This brother's calling from Sweden, and we wanted to, and the reason why we have Moray Zerubbabel on the line and on all of the new people on the line today is because we are pleading with the Hebrew Israelite community to come out, because we need to come out, if nothing else, but to pray together as a nation and plead with Yah as a people so that we can get some things done and we can preserve ourselves. So this is the answer to your question is, this is the first time that we've extended it out to Hebrews all over the country, all over the world.
Okay, what you're doing, sister, is 100% needed, and it's perfect. It's perfect.
That is correct.
And whatever I can do, you let me know, okay, how I can promote it. You know, if you need some extra web work, just let me know. Just call me up or send me an email, and then I'll gladly help you, okay?
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. What we need, I'm going to tell you what we need. We need all of you all that are on the line today to compel people to start registering, because we changed the date once. We don't want to have to change the date again, but if we need to do that, we will. We need the Hebrew Israelite community to go on the website and register, because the place that we're having it at is the Underground Railroad. Now, Oprah Winfrey and some of the elites and some of the Jews put together and built this building specifically, supposedly for the slavery and the Underground Railroad and all of that, and it's got all of the, it's a museum. And then it has the Harriet Tubman Theater, and we want to have our State of the Nation address in the Harriet Tubman Theater. So we have to put a deposit down on this building before they will reserve our date. We need you guys to register. And I know sometimes we wait to the last minute, but this is not one of those times. We need everyone to register. That's what we need.
Ooh, yeah, I understand. Okay. I love it. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'll go back in the queue. I just wanted to introduce myself, and I'll just sit back and listen.
And also, I wanted to say, for those who can't make it, and you can't make it, but you want to do something to support it, donate something. If you have funds as small or as large as you would like to, donate it so we can make it a success, because we're letting all of the newspapers know all over the world that we're having this. And I was in the library one day, and the lady told me, she said, "You're from the Nation of Yehuda?" She said, "The Nation of Judah is forming again?" And she was a lady from India. I said, "Yes, we are. The Nation of Yehuda is forming again." And she was like, "Really? Is it real? And you're forming again?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, we are." So the world is waiting for us to come together.
That is true.
They're waiting for us.
I know.
Well,
it's going to happen. It's prophesied.
Yes. It's going to happen.
That is correct.
I said earlier, and the Almighty said in Isaiah 55:8, He said, "My thoughts, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. It is, this is not something that escaped the all-seeing eyes of the Creator. He knows exactly what's going on. His hands, his ear, he can hear, he can see, and he can feel, and he's watching everything that goes on. So there's nothing that is going on in the earth is a surprise to him. See, we serve a living Creator. He ain't dead. He didn't die and rise. He never died. AP and BC has nothing to do with the Creator. He's an ever-living Creator. So everything that's going on is happening to bring back the restoration of the nation of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Now, the scripture teaches that we don't have to, you know, you don't have to go by fight and go by hate and go by killing and go by cutting and all that. The Creator said his spirit shall go before you.
That is correct.
He said all my people have to do is return unto him, and he will return unto you. In the book of Psalms 127, in the book of Psalms 127, it says real quickly, it says, except Yah builds a house, they that build it in vain.
That is correct.
Once we establish this house in the name of the true and living Creator, once we bring food in the storehouse and clothes to feed the naked and the hungry, once we plead for the injustice that's being done to our people in this world, the Creator said he would turn back that captivity because you have humbled your heart. You have returned unto him. And I ain't talking about you got to wait to die. I ain't talking about you got to wait 400. Is it 400 years yet? Is it 400 years yet? Is it 400 years yet? No, it ain't about no time frame. It's about your heart returning back to the Creator. That's all it is. Because once you return back to him like Job, Job was not in a territory district about when he lost his wife, when he lost his children, when he lost his friends, and he lost his wealth. That's what the devil attacks. He takes those things away from you. And the only way that can happen is that the Creator allows that to happen. And the only way it can't stop is that you return to the Creator, because he said he's the God of the good as well as the evil. This is not no rocket science. If he put you in something, he will give you a way out. Ain't
that
no
is
such
correct.
Thing that a father is going to put you in a condition and never tell you how to get out of it. That is not true. It's not true.
That is correct.
He told you it's not all the way up in the heavens that you got to run up there and get it, sisters and brothers. It's not all the way down in the ocean like Jacques Cousteau, and you got to dig deep for 55 years hunting for it. No, it ain't like that. But it's like they're near to you, my brothers and sisters. And they're waking up all over the earth, all over the world, because the biggest thing is that it's a lie. Everything that we've been taught is a lie. And once you, he said, I will take the darkness from their eyes and the covering, the shadow from their minds, and I will reveal to them who they are. And then even the people going to come to you and say, you know what, we inherited lies and deceit. We didn't know you were the children of the Almighty. We didn't know that. But now that we know, Lord, what can we do for you? What kind of Cadillac do you want right now?
Okay.
What do you want, kind of gold chain are you looking for? As a matter of fact, when those who are going back to the land, I'm telling you right now, the Creator says it's going to be glorious. You won't be stooped over like a working slave. No, you be standing up tall and straight. Brother 6'9", straight as an arrow. No, we ain't going back bending down and humming, bumming. No way. We go back home, we're going back home because we turned the Creator. And that ain't going to take nothing but us telling the truth about who we are.
Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
All the things that we want, that's all you got to do is tell the truth.
That is correct.
It sounds like the power is in the tongue. We got area code 917. We're going to open up the mic. Area code 917, you're on the air. Could you let everyone know who you are and where you're calling from, please?
Hey, this is Brother Maccabi. I'm calling in. I was on the show first time last week, so I'll be on for a little bit today.
Shalom, brother. All right. So then what we're going to do now, so you guys, Moray Zerubbabel, with us coming together as a nation and with us preparing for the Exodus to get up out of here. It sounds like that it's in the power of our tongue that once we cry out to the Creator, you said the angels are waiting, and they're waiting for us to respond. Could you elaborate on that a little more, please?
Yes, I will. See, in the book of Leviticus, those who have their Bibles, in the book of Leviticus, let us turn there. The book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Let me get it real quickly here. I know Leviticus 26. I think I'm right. It says here. starting at the...
are you up here?
That's the book of Leviticus. I want to start with 29 flesh and some daughters and things, cities and desolation, 34 land and joy. Around the, I'm going to start at the 32nd verse. I better go up a little bit here. Well, let oh my goodness. Okay, I'm going to start at verse 24. Let me read this real quickly. Verse 24, that's the book of Leviticus, the 26th chapter, verse 24. It said, Then will I walk contrary unto you, and will punish you yet seven times more for your sins. And I will bring the sword upon you that will assail avenge and quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the land of your enemies. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread, and one oven, and it shall deliver your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. But, and if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you. You also in fury, I will chastise you seven times more for your sins. He shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. I will destroy your high places, cut down your images, cast your carcass upon the carcass of your idols, and your soul shall be abhorred. Then he goes on and says, I don't want to read all up down to 33. He said, and I will scatter you, verse 33 real quickly. I will scatter you among the heathen and draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath. As long as it lie desolate, you shall be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath. Right now, our land is resting and enjoying the Sabbath because we are in our enemy's land. Then it says, as long as it lies desolate, it shall rest because it did not rest when you was in your Sabbath. When you dwell upon it. And when upon them, and upon them, this is us, and upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their heart in the land of their enemies. The sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword. They shall fall when none pursueth them. And they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword. When none pursueth them, you shall have no power to stand before your enemies, and you shall perish among the heathens. And the land of your enemies where you shall be eaten shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquities. In your enemies' lands also, the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they confess their iniquities and the iniquities of their fathers and the trespasses which they have trespassed against me, and they that also they have walked contrary unto me. Now, all our captivities, every time we gather, just like the meeting my sisters is talking about now, every time we got together to cry out and confess our sins, the sins of our fathers, the sins that we have done, and the sins that we are doing, then he said, this is what he went on to say. He said, and that they have walked contrary to me, that I also have walked contrary unto them and have brought them to the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised heart be humbled, that they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Yaakov and also my covenant with Isaac, also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. So what happened? Just like now, all we got to do is humble, circumcise our heart, Admit the fact that we don't know it all. Admit the fact that we are nothing without the Creator. Admit the house that, admit to the Creator that the sins of our fathers and the sins that we have committed today, that we have lost it. We have lost our path. And our brothers and sisters are doing that to this very day. They're coming back. And the sisters say, well, how can we help somebody? They ain't talking about how can you help me. They're talking about how can we help someone. What is the state of the affairs of the black people in America today? What is the state of the affairs of the Hebrew Israelite nation today? There's no African nation. There's no brothers and sisters of what they call the student NAACP. None of these people are standing up for where it's happening to the children of the Almighty.
Okay.
Ain't nobody standing up but the Almighty himself. He's standing up right now, and he's letting you know today all you got to do is come on back. He told Nehemiah, all you got to do is come on back. He told Jeremiah, all you got to do is it's time for Jacob's trouble, yet he shall be saved. Yet he will not be altogether unpunished. You can't ask for the destruction of Babylon and then cry because it's going down.
That is correct.
Right. You're going to have it one way or the other. And all we have to do is just like in the days of old, every nation that had us in their land, they prospered. How do you think this land prospered? How do you think they got what they got? It's because of you, O house of Israel.
That is correct.
It's because of you. You was in here, and Almighty told Abraham, he said, Abraham, Almighty asked Abraham, if there's 10 righteous people in the land, in the whole city, 5 million people, will you kill the 5 million and the 10 righteous? Almighty said, if I found 10 righteous in there, I'll spare all 5 million of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you tell me righteousness don't stand for something? I don't have to have 1,000 brothers with me. Just give me 2 sisters and we'll turn it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody that don't want to talk and won't want to argue, don't want to fix the temple wall and don't want to put a window in it, let them go ahead and do that. I want some soldiers.
That is correct.
I want somebody want to get something done. I don't want to hear about we can't do it. It ain't time yet. We waiting on 400 years. I said, brothers, it's been 455 years and 2,800 years since we've been out of land. What you waiting for?
That is correct.
What you waiting on? What else got to happen? We done lost our jobs. We done lost our women. We done lost our children. We done lost everything. Now, what else you got to lose? You ain't got nothing else to lose but go back to the Creator now. Even the Seventh-day Adventists, even the Jehovah Witnesses, even the Church in Christ, they're all coming out because they know that their leaders that have been set up in front of them are leaders that they chose, not the Almighty.
Ooh.
And they know it now.
Hallelujah.
And they're coming out in droves. All we got to do is stand up. We ain't going to have to worry about no food and clothing and stuff like that because those with a pure heart is going to fill up that tabernacle. They're going to fill up that storehouse. You watch when the Creator put the Spirit in the people to do it, just us 5, just us 4.
That is correct.
And we'll feed a multitude.
That is correct.
Hallelujah.
I ain't begging for nobody. If you don't want to do it, stay home.
Stand on the side.
That's right. Stand down. Stand down. I ain't mad at you.
That is correct. They'll catch on, but right now, just stand on the side. Let somebody that want to do it, do it.
Stand down, because I ain't trying to start no organization. I'm not trying to be a leader of no group of brothers, and we got together and got us a little storefront around Donut Street. No, I don't want that. We got enough of them. Saying the temple of Yah, the temple of Yah, the temple of Yah, the temple of Yah. Everywhere you go, they talking about the temple of Yah. No, I don't want that. We are international people. You ain't gonna teach me to hate nobody.
Okay.
I know that's right. Say that again.
I said you're not gonna teach me to hate nobody.
That is correct.
I'm not doing it. The Almighty said I'll judge give each man according to their deeds, according to their ways.
That is correct.
And that's what he's gonna do. He's the God of the oppressed. He's the God of the poor. And if you pour it white, you pour it black, you pour it green, you poor an Indian, if you oppress an Indian, if you oppress a white, he's the creator of all things, and he said he's going to lift up that burden off of you. Because no man should walk underneath another man. I don't care what his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Creator don't like it.
That is correct.
How can we go oppress somebody else? How can we talk about somebody else and what we ain't even talking about ourselves?
Mm.
Don't talk
truth.
To me about what the other people ain't doing, what they ain't. They this and they that, the Christians this and the Muslim that, and we know who we are. Don't tell me you know who you are. Show me you know who you are. Show me that. Show me in the way you take care of your wife. Show me in the way you take care of your children. Show me in the way you walk up in that school to know how to talk to somebody like you got some sense.
Mm.
You show me that, and I'll show you a man. It don't take nothing to be tearing down something, but show me how to build something, brother.
Mm.
Show me that. I don't need your help. Almighty already done proclaimed that he's going to take you home. He's going to do that. But when he's ready to move, he's going to move. What do you think you're going to do? Because you
nothing.
Sat on the toilet, your wife on the nader, and you went and got another toilet on the side just to make sure you don't mess up and get... messed up. Man, is you crazy? Your righteousness is like a filthy rag. Clean yourself up first.
That is correct.
You went about the outside when the Almighty is worried about the inside. Clean yourself up.
Hallelujah.
Do what you're supposed to do. And put it back in the way the Creator said he wanted. He wants the man to run that household. But what? Run it and run it in kindness and humbleness. Run it in strength. Run it like the Creator said, Yah that builds a house. If they don't build a house in the name of God, they build it in vain. If Yah don't watch the city, they that watch it in vain. Because Yahweh would give his beloved sleep. Well, why is he giving us sleep? Because it's vain for you to be educated and then don't use it.
Mm.
It's vain for you, old Israel, to be smart and don't use it.
Mm.
It's stupid, old Israel, for you to know how to build a city and you won't build it in the name of Yah. Every immigrant in this city, in this country, done built something in their name. You don't even have a storefront. You scared to even get a storefront. You scared to even open up a restaurant and put up there Israel delicate tap. You scared.
Some
of you looking for a job. I said, you ain't looking for no job. Make a job. You'll put five brothers to work tomorrow.
Speak the truth.
Some of you be begging for something. You go out there and make something. And I know things gonna be hard. Everybody can't work. We got the needy, we got the homeless, we got the foreclosures, we got the job layoff, we got the attacks, we got this, we got that. Oh Lord, they got it all. Oh, they pouring it down on like rain.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, the greater the pain, the closer the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the greater the pain, the closer the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So how you know when it's going to end? When is it coming? I said, well, so you ain't hurting enough yet.
Mm.
You ain't hurting enough yet. That's how I know it ain't time to go nowhere. You ain't hurting enough. You living too good. You got to hurt a little bit more. Michael Jordan got to come down with us.
Okay.
Oprah got to come all the way down in the same boat with us.
That is correct.
See, everybody come. Ain't no need him bringing us down. We already down. We already got to look up to look down. That ain't going to mean nothing to nobody. It's when he bring them all down.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going to see the Spirit of God, because they're going to come in one consent. Oh, my goodness. They're going to cry loud, and the blood of Israel going to run in the streets. Those who know who they are, those who don't know who they are. Oh, yeah, they're going to be an economic embargo. They're going to be an economic war. There's going to be no food. No food. Jacob's trouble, yes, it's going to come. Oh, yeah. But I'm here to tell you, I don't care how dark it gets. The Almighty said, you will be saved.
That is correct.
I don't care how dark it gets.
Hallelujah.
I don't care. I don't care what George Bush do. I don't care what Obama don't do. It ain't up to Obama.
Yeah,
that is
like
correct.
It ain't up to Obama. It ain't, fellas said, man, would you vote? I said, I'll vote in a minute. What's wrong with voting for what you think is best? Whether it works, you're voting anyway. If you don't, you do. It don't make no difference. You're still voting, because whoever's over you, going to be over you.
That is correct.
Right. is going to be over you anyway.
That is correct.
So we have to be wise in what we do and realize that, hey, this thing is bigger than me and you. Oh, it's larger than us, brothers and sisters. This is the mighty God of Jacob returning the earth back to truth. In the book of Job, it said the earth turned over into the hands of the wicked, my brothers and sisters. That the righteous don't rule anything. It is the wicked that is in rulership. And we're still uncovering the lies that have been told to us for centuries. Not only to us, but the whole world.
That is correct.
You're not the only one that's been duped.
That is correct.
Look, we're not the only one. I know you want to think it's just for you, but it's not. It's for all the ones that the Almighty choose. Now, I know if it was left to some of the brothers out there, we've been dead. But it ain't left up to them. It's left up to the Almighty. And that's why I love it so much. That's why I love him so much. Because he's able. I'm telling you right now, my Creator is able. And those that are listening out there, they talk about love, grace, mercy, talking about what JC can do. Man, you wait till you come on over here to the real McCoy. Wait till you get on the side where the real deal is. Man, you talking about a blessing. I know he done lifted the dead, and I know he done brought down manna, and he done supposed to have fed 1,000. I said, look, my Creator done that.
That is correct.
Done all those things, and even more. I said, you know, bless you. I said, but boy, when you wake up and see what the true and living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, what he got in store for us, he said, those that wait for me, not that those that run and try to start, you know, do their own insight for their own pride and joy, but those that wait on the Creator, that hope in his mercy, that hope in him, them brothers and sisters, they the ones that's going to be all right. Because they already know it's already been cast. Ain't nothing. You can't run nowhere. And the Creator told you he's not. See, some of these brothers, they want to make a movement real quickly, but they only can take so many. They only take a few.
Right.
You only can reach a few thousand, maybe a million. Maybe you get 19, a million hits on your text. But the Almighty said Israel like the sands of the sea.
Yes, he did.
Now, how in the world you think that you can get to all the people that have to be gotten to? You do your part, and I'll do my part, and together we do our part, and let the Most High do his, and watch him work.
That is correct.
Watch him work. Well, let us take this one step in this what we're trying to do to get the word out about the conditions. What is the condition of Israel in 2013? What is going on? What's going on? And I tell Mr. Cosmic, it's the same thing that's going on in Black America. We're having the same problems. Infidelity, lies, cheat, brothers won't stand up, won't take care of their family. What's most important to the Most High? It ain't how much money you got. It's that you be a father to your child, brother. That you be a husband to your wife, brother.
That is correct.
When I hear sisters tell me that they'd rather go out and get them a heathen than a heathen, rather than a Hebrew Israelite, I said, something wrong with this picture.
I know that's
yes,
right.
Yes, sir. When a brother can go from Chicago back down to Mississippi somewhere, and the baby he can leave up in two of them in Chicago and then start a whole new life in Mississippi, something wrong with that picture.
I know that's right.
See,
no,
I ain't got
right.
time to talk about nobody else. I can talk about Israel all day. And the stuff that we have to do to step up to the plate. And once we turn these things around, let our children know there is hope. You ain't got
that
to sit on your butt. That ain't no such thing. Get you educated, bruh. Be educated. Be wise. And Almighty said, even your enemies be at peace with thee.
That is correct.
Your enemies be at peace with thee. Why? Because you got a spirit. You came around. You ain't calling nobody no name. You ain't doing nobody no harm. You're gonna have trouble anyway because you're black. We know that. Because the justice system ain't right. We know that. But, boy, if you walk down and you don't have the Almighty, you go in the military and you don't have the Almighty, you go on one of these jobs working for Avis somewhere and don't have the Almighty, you work at Walmart and don't have the Almighty, guess what? You're going to get fired. Straight up fired. it over with. All that time you put in to building the job, it's okay, but you got to build that house in Yah, because it should say that a little that a righteous man has is greater than the riches of the wicked. It is better to have a little bit, brothers and sisters, than to have a whole bunch. And all you got to do is keep looking up. And the police drive up Brother Jewel Bell house, and they come up here, siren, going real fast. I just open the door. What can I help you with, sir? How can I help you?
That is correct.
I know if he is looking for me, he's wrong. I already know it.
That is
he
correct.
Already wrong. I ain't running nowhere. Because the wicked flee when nobody pursueth them. But the righteous is bold as a lion.
Yes, they
when
are.
When you stand on truth, and brothers and sisters, when you stand on truth, nobody can move you.
That is
something
correct.
That cannot be done. And I just, you know, I thank the Creator every day for our strong sisters. I thank him all the time, sisters. Those that's in the listening my voice, I thank y'all so much for being so strong. I thank y'all so much for being so visionary. I thank you so much for being ahead of your household. I thank you so much for making sure you're making a way out of no way. I thank you, Hebrew sisters, and all mothers, not just Hebrew, but all sisters, not just a Hebrew sister, that is making a way for their children and standing there and dealing with not only being the father and the mother and the aunt and the cousin and the sister and the counselor. They doing it all. For those that's doing that, may the Creator bless you and keep you strong, because your help is on the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How beautiful
Hallelujah.
Is that? Brother Maccabi, if you have something, a topic that you want to talk about or you want the mic, we can open up the mic. Your mic is open.
Brother Dawid, got Cole, I'm going to open up your mic too because he pushed one. So we got everybody's mic open. Sister Kavai, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, because I know you hadn't said nothing. All righty then. I'm like you, brother Zerubba Bell. I'm a warrior. You know, I'm a lady. I'm dainty. I'm feminine and all of that. But I'm a warrior and I ain't scared. And that's what I used to tell them all the time. If you scared, go back up on the porch because we got work we have to do. And this is gonna require the people. No real talk. This gonna require those ones that know y'all and know that he can do anything but fail. So if you scared, go back up on the porch. But don't be in my way.
That's right. And we need warriors. The Almighty will not send a brother or a sister that is not prepared. He's not going to do that. He's going to put a faint heart in you, or he's not going to make you able. But he won't worry. Just like we had the sisters of old, just like we have sisters now. And I talk about days of old, but really, people understand we are Israel. I don't have to go back in old BC and live a certain old way. No, you are Israel today. The DNA is in you. It's right there. You are Israel. That's how you got woke up, because they could not take that DNA out of your system.
That is correct.
And so that we're not talking about people of old. We're talking about the Israel of today. I'm not going back to Jeremiah looking for something. I can go right over here on Red Road and look for something. You ain't got to go for it. I can go in my own family and look for trials and tribulations. But I'm here not to judge nobody. I'm here to teach the word and teach the truth. And by chance, warn the people. Warn them that we've been hooked, winged, and duped. Warn them that if you pick a husband, these are the qualities that the Creator needs, that you need to know in order to know how to pick a husband. And brothers, you got to know how to pick a wife. You picking on sights, you picking in trouble. I'm here to tell you. Now, the steps she loved the Creator, brother, you ain't got nothing.
That is correct.
This going to take, you know, teaching about relationships. We don't have enough to teach. Have enough teachers dealing with those subjects that is dear to our heart, men and women relationship. What do we do about the lesbian and homosexual explosion? What do we do about those things? Many of us got lesbians and gay brothers within our families. Many of us got our mothers and our daughters, and some of them are Christians, and some of them Muslims, some are Rastafarian. Oh, how do we approach those situations? what do we do? How we act? How we carry ourselves? Are we here to condemn and run judgment? Hate everybody?
Nope.
What are we supposed to do?
Live by example.
I can tell you what we need to do. We need to do some. We can make some accomplishments. Those that know ourselves, we need to show accomplishments. You understand? And we need to band together as a united body. You understand? And start doing the laws the way the Almighty had us to do. That is written in the scriptures. You understand? And once we start doing that and taking care of one another and showing, they will see that we are the light of the. We are the light that the Almighty said that we was going to be. Until then, you understand, we're going to still suffer. We're going to still be in the punishment corner. You understand? So this is not no revolution. This is an evolution. You understand? The restoration of Israel. You understand? We have to have that in our hearts and in our soul. You understand? We have to bring back the truth in the land. And you said a mouthful, brother, and I really, I'm with you 100%. You understand? That's why I asked you to come along and speak in, you understand, because you say the same things that I'm saying, you understand? Mm-hmm. I believe in the Almighty. I love the Almighty. I love my people just as much, you understand? And it hurts me to see our people, you understand, reject the Almighty, reject the truth, you understand? It's plain to them that have eyes. You understand? And so all we got to do is we got to, those that know themselves, we got to start pulling ourselves together and doing certain things and getting us and showing that we want to we want to come back to the Almighty. You understand? It's not just enough about us getting on our knees and praying. When we get on our knees and pray, we give thanks. I mean, we apologize to the Almighty for our forefathers. We apologize to the Almighty for our doings, you understand, or our backsliding, you understand? And then we ask the Almighty to bless us in our deeds. You know what that means? That means we get up and we do something.
That's what you're talking about, get up and go to work. That's all you're saying. You're saying get up. Now you finish praying after the sun go down. You're talking about get up. You got 6 days to get up and take your rumpo to work.
That is correct. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not that difficult. If an immigrant can come over here and don't know the language, don't know how to add,
yeah,
but finish a 4-year degree, finish school, get a job, send money to Nicaragua somewhere, take care of mom and daddy, bring them back over here and see that they okay. Then if he can do all that, we can do it too. That's all I'm saying.
Well, saying
can't nobody do nothing no more than we can do.
Well, I want to say one thing is that, see, we've been indoctrinated. You understand? We've been, when we first put our feet on this land here, you understand, we took on all of the deities and everything else, and we did not know jack about no creator. But now that the Almighty has been brought us back to a small assimilant of what the Almighty is about, we need to be trying to do something here. You understand? That's them other people, them other nations that come over here that come over to America, they didn't go through any kind of captivity. They don't know the wrath of what them people are doing. We suffer from post-traumatic slave syndrome. You understand?
Yes,
you laid down to go to sleep one night. And they woke you up in the middle of the night, and your whole world changed. You understand? Up until this point, until the Emancipation Proclamation, where they took the chains off the leg and they put it on the minds, made us think that we was getting something, and we got nothing. You understand?
That's true, and we never did get our 40 acres and a mule. That's why we as a nation is suffering so bad right now.
Look here, that wouldn't have made no difference, Adonis. You know why that wouldn't have made no difference? It's because the Almighty has to get his glory. And so he has to bring us to a low state, and then all then and then gradually let them people see him bring us back on top. You understand? And that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing right now with us. You understand? He's giving us the opportunity. You understand? To iron out our little differences. You understand? And get busy. Hallelujah.
Okay. 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 Let me ask this question. Erico 917 Maccabi. I know they've been doing a lot of talking. Do you have a topic that you would like to interject in this conversation?
I don't have much to say yet. It'll come to me. You know, I want to hear what the brothers have to say, so you know they can keep going for a while. You know, I just want to hear what the brothers have to say for a minute. All right.
Okay.
But can I?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say in the book of Isaiah, the 65th chapter. That's the book of Isaiah, the 65th chapter. This is Moray Zerubbabel speaking. It says this: I am thought of them that ask not for me, and found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. Right now, as you said, many of our brothers are still waking up as to who they are. My brother from Denmark, once he realized that who he was, it's like finding a father that he never knew he had. Of finding a son that he had lost and to find out that he was still alive. It's the most beautiful thing it is to wake up and know who you are, where you come from, and what purpose you have in life. That is the greatest gift of any people can have, to belong to someone. So this nation that the Creator said, I'm sort of them that ask not for me, they know something ain't right. They know something that white-eyed, blue-eyed, and blonde hair is not something that look like them. They know that the leaders that have been put in front of them, the ministers, they ain't nothing but greedy dogs, always looking to fill and line their pockets. They know that they was already instructed that in 1790, as I spoke earlier, that they was already instructed to teach that first the master, the servant must be servant to the master.
Mm.
They also was taught that they could not, that their heaven or their blessing must come after they die.
Mm.
You understand? They were told that, love your enemies. Love them that despitefully use you.
Mm.
If somebody hits you on one side of the face, turn you the other side of your face. If your enemy takes you to the court and sue you for your cloak, give him your living room and your coat also. I say unto you that if you look at a woman, you have committed adultery in your own heart. But that's not adultery. Adultery is when you touch somebody that don't belong to you. But when we get from under these lies, this nation that has sought the truth, that this man don't try to burn it. He don't try to drown us. He don't try to hang us. And then you look forth, and the only thing that marches forth is the truth, sister. The truth. There's nothing greater than the daggone truth. And that's what they died for. Our nation is dying to know the truth. The truth will set you free. You got money. You got them high heel shoes. You got the tightest dresses in the world. You got all the earrings, bling, bling. You got it all.
Dressed up garbage
can. But you don't have the truth. And that's why the Creator is telling you. That's what makes us the difference between us and that nation. So he said, I'm sort of them that ask not for you. I said, I have spread out my hand all day long unto a rebellious people that walked in a way that is not good after their own thoughts. They're telling us to worship the Creator the way you choose. The way you choose. I said, no. You got to serve the Creator the way he chooses.
That is correct.
If Paul and Peter said something against that don't match up with the word of the Creator, then you can't follow that man. If your pastor is lying, it's upon you to stand up for the truth. And everyone that I know was a black sheep in their family, every person I know that's been oppressed is always looking to tell the daggone truth.
That's right.
What the Creator said. He said, I am provoked, you have provoked me to anger continually to my face, that sacrificing gods and burnt incense upon the altars of which which remain among the graves and lodge in the monument, which eat swine flesh and broth and abominable things are in their vessels, which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. So Almighty said that kind of attitude, that kind of spirit, that haughtiness, that pride that the Creator said he hates. And what leaders do we have today? Arrogant, proud, uneducated, small-minded, under the table, or what they call it, they're trying to be a brother, but they really gay. What they call them kind of brother, under the table?
Oh, on the down low,
thank you, Lord. Down low brothers trying to pretend to be something that they ain't. Mm-hmm. All a lie. And we can't have that. We cannot have a nation founded on lies, bribes, and deceit.
That's right.
It can't be done.
That's right.
It ain't going to last.
It ain't going to last. If we're going to stand, sister, I promise you, we stand on the truth. I know we don't know everything. I don't know everything. I'm not saying that. But damn it, what I know. And I'm standing on that. I'm standing on that much. And if somebody else can read me a couple more sentences, I'm standing on that. But but that's what the Creator said. In this book of 63, it says... 63 and 7 of Isaiah, he said, I will mention the loving kindness of Yah, and I will praise Yah according to all Yah hath bestowed upon us, and his great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed upon them according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his tenderness, of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. Don't you know, I thought that I had lost my daughter. And what I was sitting outside in the car talking on the cell phone, and she had come out of my daughter's house, walked up the street, and these white folks were walking up and down the street talking about, did you lose a daughter? I said, well, no, my daughter's upstairs. So, and, of course, it was white folks, so I just knew it. But, boy, once I discovered that it was actually my little daughter up the street, boy, I ran up there and I grabbed her. I've never cried as hard as I cried for whatever reason and grabbing and holding her, knowing that my child was safe. And they looked at me. And when they sent the police to my house, to my daughter's house to see what happened, I opened the door and he went to ask me what happened, sir, and I started crying again. Now, I'm not a crying man, but the emotional trauma of thinking that I lost my child affected me that bad. Mm-hmm. Even to this very day, my sensitivity to people that lose something, it comes up and I can't hold it. So, what I'm saying to you is that when you're afflicted, when you hurt, and when you're going through something, and you think you're the only one going through it, the Creator says, I'm afflicted too. I feel it too. I know what you're going through. And I'm telling you, we can make it. That's what he said. Yeah. And he said, through all the affliction, he says, as it was afflicted, as the angel of his presence saved him, in his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. And he bare them and he carried them all the days of old. So when you look back on your life, brothers and sisters, just go in your own personal life. And you can't tell me that the Creator has not showed you that it was him that sent somebody kind to you. It was him that got you out of a bad situation. It was him that got you to turn your life around. It was the Most High, and you got so much to be thankful for. He said, even the days of old, they rebelled and they vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses, with his glorious arm dividing the water before them to make himself an everlasting name? And that's all we're crying out now. Where is God? Where is he? When is he going to show up? And we're crying out right now, oh, man, where is he that parted the Red Sea? Because he's coming. He's coming now. And that's what we shout now. Where is he that led him through the wilderness? And to make him everlasting name.
All right. I want to interject to you. I'm sorry, Amore, just one moment, please.
No, you're doing good.
I want to make an announcement that if anybody has a comment or they want to say something, please push one. Brother Yaakov, your mic is open if you have a comment. We have a lot of callers on this line. I mean, a whole lot of people are just listening. So I'm enjoying it, and I really want him to continue. Kavai, you have anything you want to interject here?
No, just listening.
Yeah, I want to
say Brother Dawid Yaakov, your mic is open if you want to say something. Anyone else that has a comment or they want to make a point, please push one and we'll get right on. So as we began to gather, Moray Zerubbabel, for the 2013 annual State of the Nation Address, we need to get these people to understand the importance, how powerful it will be if you have 300 to 600 Hebrew Israelites walking through the streets of downtown Cincinnati in a city that is owned by the Jews, the Khazarian Jews, and headed to the Underground Railroad Museum to be able to come together as a people. They don't understand the power that it'll be when we all turn toward the east and cry out to Yah. And we've been begging and asking and telling them, we just need you to say it one more time so they'll understand.
Yes, oh my goodness, sister. I mean, I couldn't have put a note. You said the Bible says our image is worth 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
You could say all you want, but when they see a brother and sister walking their Hebrew culture, when they hear these various brothers speaking the different various dialects of Hebrewism, I've had people come up to me with excitement. What are you? Who are you? I want to know about what you're doing. There's something going on here that I don't know nothing about. Please tell me. That's what's at stake here. The whole city of Cincinnati, when they see those brothers, she said 300, but we know that the Creator said we so numerous, we can't put a number on it. So we'll say there's many Israelites that can show up, because to them, it's going to be like 3 million. But if they show up, oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, just to hear about what I'm going through in Atlanta. I want to hear about what you're going through in Mississippi. I want to know what you're going through in Chicago with 500 murders already. I want to know that. I want to know what's going on in Cincinnati with the new crime now, home invasion. I want to know what's going on in Mississippi with all the drive-bys in California. I want to know what's going on in all of you brothers and all of you Israelites all over the world today. If you can't come, call. If you can't get here, send a dime, send a quarter, send something to make sure that this event, this waking up, this what we're trying to do. We are calling out to you. If the Spirit move you, if anything that I've said to you on this phone, and I'm telling you right now, Moray Zerubbabel will go anywhere and debate anybody. It's not that I know more than anybody. But I'm here to tell you I'm not afraid to stand for my Creator.
Hallelujah.
I'm not afraid now. So if you invite me out to talk, if you brothers want to debate whether or not what I say is true, then I'm telling you right now, Brother Zerubbabel will come, and I will have words and share words with you.
Substantiate.
But what I'm asking is the truth. We need soldiers.
Substantiate.
We don't want no spectators. We don't want nobody coming and can't do nothing. We want you coming with the mind and the spirit to do something. Now, I'd rather have 500, as the sister said, 300, as many as can come, but I don't want that many. I just want as many as is willing to do something.
Willing
hard.
Okay,
we
got somebody to push one. Let's see what they have to say. Area code 302. Go ahead, you're on the air. You have a comment, and could you let us know where you're calling from, please?
Well, I'm calling from the state of Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, and I greet you to the Muslim community, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, to the Hebrew community, Shalom, to the Christian community, peace.
Shalom.
And so I greet you where you all are at on your different steps of the process of coming back home. And again, when I say my name is Charles, that's the name that I was given by my parents. Oftentimes we have been misinstructed, unfortunately, by our parents, presuming that what they had been taught generationally was the truth, not necessarily so, but what they had been given and told was the truth.
Okay.
So, again, I want to salute each of the brothers and sisters, brethren, those who the breath are in, who have made comments today, and you, truly the importance lies from where I live at this time in uniting the people. Until I believe we get to a place, because love will not allow division nor dissension.
I heard that.
Love will not allow separation. So we are, one, being called, I think, to internalize that relationship of that image that we have been created in.
That
the book
correct.
Says, know ye not that ye are gods? And yet we never hear anybody elaborate on that.
Yeah.
Because if I show you, not I, but in general, we learn that we are just as who we have been taught to call the Father, or who we have been taught to call Yahweh, Jehovah, or whatever names we choose to call the Creator, then we will find, I think, ourselves having internalized the situation or the battle, coming into a closer, more defined relationship and communication in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that when we strip away these suits or these vessels or this flesh, we now have gotten to the foundation of the image of who we are and how we are to operate. Truly, in these vessels, we have duties and responsibilities that as male or female, these roles we act out or act in, if you will. But when we begin, I think, to internalize and develop in that God relationship, it's not so much that you find yourself reaching out, because people are reaching out because they're not getting the answers from within. People are reaching out because they're lost. People are reaching out because they're hurt. And when you bring that healing balm, you know, we can't be like they were. Again, we weren't like those who are in charge and running the world and creating all of this division. We cannot be like they are, because that's the problem with our community now.
Yeah.
We who were the first born find ourselves worse than even our captors were.
Mm.
Because of the greater power that we possess.
That's true.
You have all heard, I'm sure, that we are each a story, therefore a book. when I mentioned the various steps regarding this process that many of the books will refer to as restoration, but the reality is it's identifying with your true identity and vocation while you are here. Let us not forget that the book of Psalms says that the Creator created evil. So there is a lesson in our being here.
Exactly.
This is the foundation for our being able to be catapulted off into the spirit, into the stratospheres, beyond what we know as this universe. And so the closer we get to that ultimate glory or that ultimate force, the more the power will come. That book says that one will put 1,000 to flight and two, 10,000. But a people who lack an economic base are a people who have been set up or who continue to set themselves up to have to submit to anyone who has. We find ourselves today even having to submit to the grocery stores because of the way that society has evolved, and many of us know how to grow nothing.
Yeah,
that is true.
Or grow, right. Many of us know how to grow nothing, and many of us who know how, in many instances, because of the convenience of a grocery store, still are losing that trade. So, you know, again, ultimately, you know, I don't want to say too much now because I'm thankful for the floor, like my brother from Sweden. I'm very long-winded. Sister Shava, greetings to you, Sister Isabel, Brother Mugabe, and I speak to these brethren, if you will, breath RN. Do not attach a male identity to that word, even though we have been taught that way.
Yes.
Because I have communicated with those three people who I have mentioned, and love you all dearly, and look forward to what unity can do and will do. Not long ago, probably a year now, I had the opportunity of going down to Tennessee and visiting Pastor Charles Dow, whom
I also
love dearly. I don't know if any of you know him. Okay. And I also like Ray Hagin, but it don't stop there, because I also like Phil Valentine and Bobby Hemmett. In other words, the only way I think that we as a people are going to migrate to that place in the spirit, because unless we get there in the spirit, we will never attain the manifestation of the reality of what is going on in the spirit.
Yes.
In the earth. So,
yes.
You know, we've been talking for years, thousands of years even.
Yeah.
This is nothing new. I mean, you know, the best thing we can probably do for ourselves would be to pool money. Do a GoFundMe thing.
Yeah.
And keep doing a GoFundMe thing, you know, and then you go out and you don't try to convert. See, because religion makes us converters.
Yes, yes.
We want you to step over. We want you to be black. We want you to be white. We want you to be Jewish.
Yes,
Yes.
Can I, before this broadcast ends, can you give me your contact information?
Mugabe has it. I mean, if it's okay with the director of the program, fine. I have no problem putting it out over the air.
Sure.
You can just send it to WhoInNet and you contact me there and just send me an email. If you don't want to give it out over the airways.
Sister Sh-
Shava, you still have my number?
Yes, sir. This is the Kavab. I'm here, my brother Charles, and shalom to you. And thank you to all the brethren and sisters. But I do have your number, and Maccabi's on the line, too. And I praise Yah for everyone being on here. My brother from Sweden, much respect and love to you. So happy that you could come together and join us today. But, yes, sir, I do.
Okay, Sister Shava, you know the brother who just asked for that number, and you are in contact with him?
Yes, Sister Yaina and I are via email, and we have his number. That's our brother that is over in Sweden, so we can get your information over to him with no problem.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. You know,
Can I make an announcement real quick? We have 14 minutes left. Before we go into overtime, we want all of you all, if you have people that want to call in, they have to call in before 5:30. If we go into an extra hour of overtime, they have to be on the line by 4:30. So if you're on the chat line, you're in the chat room, if you want to call in, this is the time to do so. We also want to let everyone know the state of the 2013 annual State of the Nation Address is scheduled for September the 1st, and we need you to register. The website is www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress.com. If you'd like to make a donation, we would love to have you. So, brother, go ahead and you can have the floor.
Talking to me?
The brother whoever wants to talk. I'm not sure who was talking, but
that was brother Charles.
That was brother Charles.
All right. So back to this economic base that is so important. You know, I'm sure we've heard that for us not to be a gathered nation. If you were to sum up all of the money that we spend on a year, we would be the third richest nation in the world.
That's
so we possess the power to be able to lift ourselves up by our own bootstraps. You know, and I think that GoFundMe is probably a beautiful medium. To be able to give everybody access via the Internet to be able to do that. Then we can go out and we can start factories. We don't need them. See, we must set up our own economic base. That is the beginning. That is where we will begin to respect ourselves. That is where we will begin to take pride. Pride's not bad all the time. That's when we will begin to take pride in being people of color. So I think that's very important for us, too. God is not new to us, you know. The Hebrew faith is not new to us. It's new to a lot of younger folks. I'm 56 almost. It's new to a lot of younger folks who are lost, you know, who are broken. You know, who are looking for the glue to be put together. And all too often when we go into these different steps, walks of life, religions, we're hurt even more and we find ourselves going out still looking for that glue to hold us together. And thank the Creator, thank the Ultimate for that. The Ultimate is not a he. He's not a he. He's not a she. I think the book says that in the spirit there is no gender.
It is what it is.
There is neither male nor female.
Speak the truth.
So then, you know, there should be no problem with having a woman lead a family.
If that
spirit in the woman is the better leader. So the way in which we look at things, I heard a brother say earlier, the indoctrinations, those indoctrinations are lingering with us. You know, the knowledge is supposed to cleanse. It's supposed to cleanse and to change us and to develop us into what it is that is pleasing before that ultimate force, that ultimate conglomeration of what we are all a part of.
But ultimately, it's about the learning process, and we're not learning too swiftly. You know, the brother took and said Oprah and all them folks, Mike Jordan, you know, who really have been gifted only to the magnitude of being of giving back to us to help us get up. You know, but they've taken their gifts and they've squandered them. So I mean, you know, I don't hold it against them, because independently, if we will unite, we have even more financial power than they do.
Yeah.
And we can set up our own factories. We can set up our own stores. We can hire our own people. We can go out to the youth who are committing all the crime because they're giving them felony charges for misdemeanor acts because they have a plan. Those elite, those who are really ruling, the politicians don't rule. They're just whores for hire.
Okay.
All right? And voting's all right, but you don't choose nothing. The Electoral College chooses.
That is correct.
That's right.
And if you remember the election this year, before they counted all the votes, they had all the Electoral College's votes in. They declared Obama the winner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's further proof. But again, the good thing is that love, I'm going to go ahead and say hallelujah.
Oh,
I heard that.
That somebody shout glory. That love has brought us together.
Yeah. Okay.
That love is continuing to move. But again, love won't let me see someone who has a need that maybe I cannot meet and not hurt for them because I am them.
That is correct.
You know, when you strip the flesh down, what do a white person look like?
He's white.
You missed it.
It's like, in other words,
the spirit doesn't have color.
Yeah, it's a fleshy color. It's not a color that we don't have. You understand?
Hello.
We strip the flesh down.
Hello.
His blood and gut.
So the forces that be use our senses to deceive us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, so as we begin to look for God, stop looking so much outside and look inside and press in to press
Hallelujah.
Out.
Yes.
And I thank you all very much for your time. I love you to life.
All right.
Even
Hallelujah.
As we pass through this thing that they call death.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, Charles.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what he said? That he's talking about the financial institute that I always try to bring. Huh?
Yes, you're right. You're correct.
Yeah, the financial institute is the footstool that we need to work for. You understand? Everything else can stem off of that financial institute. You understand? If we can build a little financial institute, all those that put their money in the financial institute gets an opportunity to vote on how we put that money to use. We have we spend over $1.5 trillion in this society, and we don't have not one product.
That's true.
You know, so what we need to do, and what I try to impress upon us, you understand, every week, and I will go to my dying grave with this, is that we need to get this financial institute together. We have time, but we don't have no time. You understand? Because the Almighty will give us the time that we necessarily need to do what we need to do. You understand?
Uh-huh.
And that is unite. We unite on a financial basis, and then we can work on the doctrine and the language and all of that stuff. We will show, it will show us, the Almighty will show us when to implement these things. But we need to start taking care of our own. We don't have,
I wanted to say that my grandmother used to tell me there's so many ways to be a fool, you can't miss them all.
No, that's right.
So,
yes, ma'am.
So I realize
that
sometimes we want to, you know, we believe sometimes there's a way that singles out into a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. We have to always remember that what guides us and what leads us is the Creator.
That is correct.
This law, these commandments shall be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of all the nations. For there's no greater wisdom than the wisdom that comes from Yah. There's no greater understanding than comes from Yah. Yes, we are spirit, but we're spirit and flesh. And when Almighty said, my spirit shall not always abide with man, for he is also flesh. In other words, but his days shall be 120 years. So the Almighty took that spirit of long life from us. That now if a man get 90 years old or 80 years old or 70 or 3, 4, 10, we feel that he's blessed.
Mm-hmm.
When the Creator really put his spirit in, your days would be the days of an oak tree. Hundreds of years.
Okay.
So only way that can give us that is not economic empowerment. It is not voting for this or that. It is the only way we can have ourselves healed is to return unto Yah. That's the only way. Once we return to him, then, of course, your storehouse, I promise you, your storehouse will be full because he promised that. When your desire is to feed the homeless, clothe the naked, plead for the widow, you will be blessed because this is the recipe that he left on record for us on how we should return to him. See, all we got to do is start doing that which is right.
Okay, let me go here, right here. Can I say something real quick?
Let me say something real quick. There was someone on the line that pushed one, and they were on Facebook. Could you please call back in again because your line dropped, and we would love to hear what you have to say. Go ahead, you guys. I'm sorry.
The last verse in Zephaniah, it says, at that time I will bring you back, even at that time I will gather you. I will gather you. This is the Almighty saying that he will gather us. You understand? For I will give you fame and praise all among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captivity before your eyes, saith Yah. Now, in the first verse in the second chapter of Zephaniah, he tells us, gather yourself together. Yes, gather yourself together. Now, I want to try to clarify this up for my own self, and maybe y'all can share some light on this. But in the last verse of Zephaniah, he's talking about he's going to gather us. So when he says he's going to gather us, isn't he inspiring us to gather ourselves together? Is that what he's trying to say? So when he says gather ourselves together so that we could be hidden in the days of his anger. Now, that's you understand, that's the Almighty talking to us, you understand, saying that he's made a proclamation that we should gather ourselves, a decree. No, proclamation. You understand? That we should gather ourselves. That's a commandment. That he's commanding us to gather ourselves. So if we don't gather ourselves, we in breach of the law. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but the most important, what you're saying is that he shall return unto you a pure language. All he's talking about is not just gather for the sake of raising some money or for the sake of letting people know something, but gather yourself together in order to return the people to a pure worship, a pure knowledge, a pure truth about the serving of the Creator. There's no need in us coming and giving a man. If I give a man $1 million, all I did, if he was a fool when I gave it to him, he's going to be a fool after I gave it to him.
That's right.
What people have to do is make sure that they know that the true and living Creator commandments, the true and living Creator statutes, the true and living judgments for the nation of Israel,
This is our return. This is how we go back. And you just read earlier, he shall turn back your captivity before your enemies. That means you ain't got to go to no Jerusalem to have your blessing. Turn back your captivity means that he gonna reveal, he gonna get back to Job. He turned Job's captivity. In other words, he gave his wife back. He gave him his friends back. He gave him his wealth back. He gave him his honor back. Right where he was in the sight of those that talked about it and put him down.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's going all the way over to Jerusalem, and these jokers, these have been kicking me all my daggone life. They'll kick my ancestors. They'll have my head down under the water, and they won't even get to see me walk out in glory.
Yeah.
No way. They got to see it. They got to watch at the glory of the Most High. And we can't do it with us being, you know, scared and mumbling and jumping. No. You be like Joshua, and you be like Caleb when they went into the land and saw those brothers as tall as trees. Don't mean nothing. You be like little David. Said, who was this uncircumcised Philistine that decided to fight the armies of Israel? That's the spirit that he's looking for. Not for somebody looking somewhere to make it more easier. Hell, he can make it easier if he wants to. He can bring you in compassion with your enemies if he wants to. But first, you got to come back. First, you got to confess your sin. First, you got to acknowledge there ain't nothing like you, like you ain't never seen before in your life. Then he'll turn back your captivity just like he did Job. And I'm not talking about no territory. I'm not talking about dying. I'm not talking about begging. I'm talking about standing up there strong. If you ain't got no shoes, you still stand strong. And I promise you, at the end of that day,
okay. Let me ask you a question, Zerubbabel. Doesn't it say somewhere in the scriptures that he was going to return us to Jerusalem?
Yes, in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Jeremiah, in the book of Isaiah, in the book of Zephaniah.
Yeah, where does it say that he wants us to return to any place else?
There's no other place. See, everybody got their home. Everybody want to go home. We want to go home. We're not here
The point I'm trying to make here is that the Almighty said he was going to return our captivity, he was going to return our captivity before our eyes. You understand?
Yeah.
Now, for the last 40 years that I've been involved, we got many Israelites that call on the Almighty, you understand, and pray to the Almighty, you understand, and that's all we did, you understand. That's why we have the scattered amount of camps that we have, because that's all we did was pray, you understand. We asked the Almighty to forgive us, you understand. Don't you think that it's time that we should do something? We see a situation here, you understand, that we can do something. We can build this treasury that I talk about, you understand, and start supporting some of our needs. You understand? We all talk about how this society is falling down and going to pot, and it's not going to be able to sustain our living anymore. What are we going to do when we know we can do better? We know we got to eat. You understand? We know we need medical institutions, and we know that we need a clothing line. We need a grocery line. You understand? Can we do that?
Well, yeah. Quite honestly, you're right. But if you look toward history, Zerubbabel, Nehemiah, and Ezra, when Nehemiah returned back, one of the first things they did was provide a storehouse. One of the things they did is begin to feed the people. They begin to clothe the people. And
no, they started in captivity.
Yeah, well, yes, that's true. But we in captivity today. But the captivity that we in is not the captivity that is solely just the territorial captivity, but we in an economic captivity. We in a leadership captivity. We in a cursed captivity if we don't turn this curse around and go back to the old thing.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah,
we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, you know, when it comes to economics, That is actually the key. Now, we have the spirit of Ayah, and that's, we know that. Okay, ain't nothing go nothing is ever going to take that away, and we do have to stand. Now, here's where the economics come in, because it's very important. Economics, especially based on everything that I research, is the tool that they use to destroy us. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if we do not understand that and come together and actually have a real plan, not just talk about it, I mean a real plan, then we're going to continue to get what we get, and we won't have any power to really fight this. Because not only do we have to build an economic base, we have to build a media base where we can actually have media where we can communicate with our brothers and sisters. If we're gonna start to gather together, then we have to be able to gather on a media where people can listen. This is nice on Blog Talk, but we need our own Blog Talk Radio. I know we heard this before, right? But we actually really need to have an actual press. Now, what I propose is that those that are serious about getting together economically, we have to really seriously put this together. Like, we have to sit down, we have to come up with an actual plan, a 5-step, 10-step plan, an actual have a goal. What is it that we want to make? What is it that we need in the United States? What is it that we can trade from the United States to Africa? What organizations are in the United States right now that are doing things that we can actually join with? Let them know that we are conscious brothers and sisters that are willing to actually, you know, support something. Like, you know, whether it's clothing, because we know we don't need clothing. The whole system that we have right now is falling apart. Everything's falling apart economically. There's no manufacturing in the United States. We don't have any jobs. We got brothers and sisters on the streets walking around. Now we have white people that are economically distraught walking around. You know what I'm saying? So if we have communities of people for hundreds of years in the United States that we don't have nothing. So it's like...
Yeah, but brother, you said earlier... I was going to ask you, you said earlier if it's truly economic. I think what someone mentioned earlier that the buying power of the black person in this country, or the black people in this country, is enormous.
$1 trillion, yeah.
Billions of dollars. So if that's true, and all we needed was economic, then why are we the biggest fools on earth today?
Because we don't have no control over our economics, because we don't have nothing set up that we produce ourselves. You understand? Okay. Now, let me go a step further before you interrupt me. You understand? Now, here's a major factor, you understand, that that doesn't take away from our spiritual connection with the Almighty, you understand? What we need and what we have to do, you understand, is come together on a financial institution, you understand, and we can figure this out. Remember, now, we put everything, every one of these nations together that we was in captive of, from the White House to the outhouse. You understand? We know all of the facets. All of a sudden, you understand that when it comes to us, we get dumbfounded. We don't know what to do. You understand? We backbiting one another. You understand? Come on, man. You understand? Let's look at this. Wait, hold on 1 second before you interrupt me. I'm gonna cut off right now. You understand? We have to look at it logically. You understand? Yeah. What's going on today? You understand? What physical aspects do we have that we can use that's going to keep us alive today? Of course, we're still in the punishment corner. There's no silver bullet that's going to stop that. We can slow it down a little bit with this economical situation, and I relinquish the mic.
I would only say that in the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, it says in the book of 17th chapter of Jeremiah, the 5th verse, it says, thus says Yah, cursed be the man that trusts in man, that make flesh his arm, whose heart departed from Yah. First thing you know, if I begin to trust in my own understanding, I begin to trust in my money, I begin to trust in my economic building, I get to trust in that, and somehow I don't trust in the Creator. Then all that hope I'm putting in that economic wind can come and blow it down. your trust first has to start with the Creator, and all the economic building and all the support of food and everything, protection and everything you need will come. And the other verse here is 17 and 13. It says, "Oh Yah, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from thee shall be living in hope, because they have forsaken Yah, the fountain of living water." See, that's the only problem. We got money. We got ingenuity.
Can I say something right quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to say something too.
I'll let the brother go ahead first.
No, go ahead, brother.
Oh, no, I'm good. Go ahead. Because I want everybody to get, you know.
Go ahead, McGrawley.
All right. Basically where I'm at with it is this. I believe that first and foremost, we must change our mindsets and how we think. A lot of us, we don't understand how this process works within the universe and dealing with the Most High and these things. What you put out, you get right back. So we have to change our minds first. We have the resources, but we have to change the way we think, first and foremost, before anything. And as far as the money goes, the food goes right along with the money process. We have to stop putting certain things into our bodies as well. Our bodies are very conducive and important to how we our productivity. Now, I want to explain a couple of things. Your body deals with neural pathways. If any of you brothers, I know a lot of you know what that is. If you don't, neural pathways are certain chemicals in the bodies that help you transmit energies on positive or negative levels. And depending on what we're putting into our bodies, we can create blockage. Blockage meaning if you have a certain goal, there's blockage and you won't complete the goal because it won't line up with the frequency, basically lining up with your faith. If you want to explain it on a biblical level. So we have to change our mindsets and how we think. We have too much toxins and heavy metals in the body, and they're blocking, you know, pathways from picking up these frequencies on basically believing in each other and completing one goal as a nation.
Come on.
Now, there's something called electromagnetic frequencies, and you also have something called electromagnetic frequency chaos. Now, one is meant to block you, and the other one is meant to neutralize you. They actually have things out here that help neutralize all the toxins that we're being bombarded with. And there's a website called Q-Link, E-Dependent, BioPro. You can get certain products there where you can neutralize some of these toxins and electromagnetic chaos, frequency chaos that is blocking us from getting to the point we need to get to, so our bodies can be more balanced and we can work together as a unit. We're not working together as a unit because we're dealing with so much outside influences. The water we take a shower with is putting bad toxins in the water. This stuff gets into your pores and your body, and it affects you. But there are ways we can neutralize it. Now, when you have a thought,
4 to disconnect, press star.
Am I still on?
Yeah, you still here.
Go back.
Okay. Ahead. Everything good?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thoughts are actually physical. Thoughts are actually physical particles. We can't see them because there is an unseen world we cannot see. But when you let thoughts out, they end up in physical particles, and you send them out. So the energy we send to our Creator, we get it back. So we have to remember, what we're putting out, we're getting back. When we're disagreeing with each other, we're sending out frequencies, and we get it right back. When we're in unity, we send out frequencies, and we get unity right back. So so we got to deal with things from basic levels, changing the way we think. And once we start doing that, things could really come together. There are certain cleanses you can do in the body, like candida cleanses, heavy metal cleanses, to help get these toxins out of your body so it can help your body move on a better frequency and balance your body out. And it helps you actually be more productive. So we have to deal with the way we think first. That's all I wanted to say. I didn't mean to cut anybody off or the brother off.
No, you was very good, man. And I appreciate everything that everybody has said. And I'm not trying to undermine nobody's thinking. I'm with what the masses. I'm with what the masses agree on. You understand?
Right
now, we're just discussing stuff, man, and trying to get a come to a solution for our problem. You understand? We already know.
Yeah.
I know that prayer works, but action does a great deal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Excellent. You understand? We can sit around and pray all day. You understand what I'm saying?
I love to pray. About the mindset. I thought that's a very, very good point that you made. Is we don't change the mindset. If you give a fool $1 million, like I said before, all you did is made him a bigger fool. So you have
that's
to change the mindset of people in order to encourage them to do that which is right. You see, it will always put the spirit in them to do that which is right once they are motivated or given the right, what like you said, the right nuance or the right spirit within their mind to do that, which is right. They would do it. But there's no need to having $1 million.
Okay.
I feel it's not right. We got to have the right spirit.
Okay, let me go a step further here. You understand? That is the purpose of us sitting down as a community, a governing body, you understand? And we discuss those things, and when we come to a conclusion, you understand, that's how we travel, you understand? We know that all of these things, man, is pertinent, and it means a great deal to our survival, you understand? So we have to come together. Right now, we're just discussing things, and I'm not, look here, I appreciate everything that everybody says, and it has it has its place, you understand, in our survival, you understand. But we all have to be in agreement, you understand. We already know that it's only going to be a remnant of folks, you understand, that's going to agree, you understand. So, but we have to come together and iron out our differences, you understand, and come to a conclusion on these matters. Now, my whole thing is economics, you understand? That right there means a great deal. If we're going to survive, we're going to need economics, because this place is coming down hastily, as Yafaniah said, you understand? And we know that these folks right here, the first people that they're going to stop feeding is us.
Let me ask you this, Elton. With the white man, the money that the white man have, is it going to save him in the last day?
Excuse me?
With the money that the white people have, would it save them in the last days?
That doesn't have anything to do with you and I. We have the Almighty. We have the Yah. You understand? Who was the one that kept us alive from the day one until now? It was the Almighty. See, this is the Almighty that he's going to get. I hear some noise in the background that's killing me.
I'm sorry about that. That's the man playing flying over.
Yeah. But hear me out. The Almighty has this is the Almighty's plan here. This is not our plan. You understand what I'm saying? He wants the glory from the earth, from all the earth. You understand? He's going to bring us from a low state to a high state in the face of all the nations. You understand? Now, how is that going to happen? You understand? Just by us praying? You understand? That's a part of it. Yes. You understand what I'm saying? But we're going to be the only ones eating while ain't nobody else eating.
And the only way that can happen is that we return to the Creator with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. And
brother,
your I agree. I'm not disagreeing when I say we need to raise monies and give out the state of affairs of the nation of Israel. I'm not saying I don't disagree with that. But whatever we do, if we pray first, whatever we do, we pray after. Whatever we do, we pray doing.
It's got to be done in the name of Yah. When we move, it's got everything that. Remember, you said this also, that is never a house is not built unless it's done, unless it's established by Yah.
Can I say something, you guys? We have somebody, area code 352, that wants to make a comment. 352, go ahead, you're on the air. Area code 352, you're on the air. Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hello?
Can.
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to tell you a quick story. I grew up in the law. I'm 63 years old. When I was in my 20s, the temple we grew up in was real strict, and most of the kids wasn't happy about going to the temple. So a lot of us rebelled, me included. Okay, when I got, I had my two daughters a year apart. 10 years later, I had my son. So when my son was 1 year old, the dude I was with was into all kind of illegal things, and I was right there with him. I was, nowadays, what they call a ride or die chick. That's what I was. And I knew the law. I got arrested in New York City, and I'm standing in front of a judge. And by the way, my name is Cavodio, because I don't care who knows, because the Most High knows. I got arrested. I'm standing in front of a judge, and they offering me 25 years to life because they want to get my man. So they like, either you tell on him or we want to jail. They sent me to Rikers Island, and they didn't give me no bail. I was there for 3 days. The last day I was there, I sat in a toilet in jail and prayed to the Most High. And what I said to him was, if you get me, my son is 1 year old, my daughters is 11 and 12, if you get me out of jail now, I'm going to leave this dude and all the wrong stuff I did, I'm never going to do again, and I give you my word. I walked into the courtroom the next day. This little guinea came over, and he said, I'm your lawyer. I prayed and prayed, and I there for hours. So I said, you okay? And I'm still not knowing what's going to go on. We went in front of the judge, and 15 minutes later, I was walking out the courtroom free. The case was not over, but they let me go. The judge said to me, I'm going to let you go home, Ms. Yula, because you got 3 kids. And you better come back here, because if you don't come back here, I'm going to have them rearrest you, and you're going to be sitting in jail with no bail. I said, I'll come back. I went home and put the dude out and got my kids together and told them, as of today, we're doing the law. I don't want to hear about you want to go out on Friday and you want to play with your friends.
We're doing the law. Yes.
And I said, and this is, my son was one, and my son is 36 years old. The dude I was with, he's my son's father. He said to me, what you going to do without me? How you going to take care of them kids? I was like, we'll be fine. I sat in my house, and I'm like going crazy wondering what I'm going to do. This is the first week. I turned the TV on, and on the TV it's a program, and they're telling you how to use coupons and refunds to make money. And they had a writing about it in one of the magazines. I ordered the magazine, read it, found out how to do it. I sat in my house with no job. I begged the Most High to help me. Not even 2 months later, I was sitting in my house with no job and no money on welfare because I had to go get on welfare. And the mailman knocked on my door. And I opened the door. He got 6 big mail bags of mail for me. So, because I had put an ad in one of these refund papers. So, okay, he brings it in. Me and my daughters are sitting here. We open every envelope we open had money in it. These people wanted to pay for these refund forms so they could do the refunds and make money. I left him. I got a real estate license. I got a building management license. My children have never went to bed hungry. My life has never been out, and my children have never had any, never had clothes to wear. You know why? Because I kept my word to the Most High. I got rid of all my friends, and every step of the way, the Most High put something in front of me to take care of me and my children. What I learned was when you put your faith in the Most High, you ain't got to have no money. The Most High will give you the money. He will give you the food. He will put the people
Hallelujah.
In front of you that you need to have in front of you to do what you need to do.
Come on.
And at
Come
the
on.
End of the day, what happens is the reason we're still in this condition is because we walk into temples every Saturday and we scream hallelujah and we go home back to our same garbage. We do all
Come
the
on,
terrible
girl.
Things that
Come
we've
on,
been
girl.
Doing. And we pretend on the Sabbath like we're wonderful people. But when you
Come
stop
on,
pretending
girl.
And you turn to the east and you beg the Most High for forgiveness and he looks into your heart and he knows you mean it, he
mean
takes
it?
Care of you. He takes care of you, period.
Come on,
blood.
Girl.
You no know, matter how my friend had plenty of money, my friend wound up in jail for 22 years and her kids wound up in foster care. And she had the same opportunity I had. The Most High takes care of you when you come to him and you really come to him with what's really in your heart. Whatever justice and Eden plan on doing to us, the only reason we exist now is because the Most High loves us and he refused to let them annihilate us completely.
Come
and
on,
all
girl.
We got to do, we want to find all these different ways to do this and do that, but what we really need to do, we really
Come
need
on.
To turn to the east, talk to the Most High, and explain
on,
to him, I know what I did was evil,
Come
and
on.
I'm willing to change my way, and I need your help to do that. And nothing can stand before the Most High, not Satan, not his minions, nothing. When the Most High is on your side, you ain't got to worry about nothing. We was poor. My kids, they had no idea we was poor. My father walked in the house one day, and he's like, and envelopes came. Them envelopes came for 2.5 years every day.
Come
every
on.
Every day. Now you telling me. Opening up the envelopes with money. And my father's like, I work a job every day, and I ain't getting money like this. Yeah, because when I told the Most High, when I stood in front of in that bathroom, they took me, oh, you got to turn to the east. I didn't even know what way the east was. I knew that I had enough of being doing what I was doing, and I knew that the only thing that was going to save my children was the Most High, because I knew if I went to jail, my children would not have been saved, and the Most High saved me. 5 months later, they threw that case out of court.
Hallelujah. Bring your 10%.
The first day I walked in court, they offered me 25 years to life if I don't give up my land. And I said, you know what, y'all crazy. Do what y'all got to do. They called in a special marshal to arraign me. And 3 days later, I walked out of jail. Guess what? Not on bail, on my own reconnaissance. Because the Most High looked into my heart, and he knew that I really meant I was going to change my life.
That's the
I could have called my family and said, come bail me out, and had in my mind, I'm still doing what I want to do.
Okay.
But I knew that if I kept doing what I was doing, that sooner or later, the hammer had already fell on me. That was the Most High giving me that last chance to get my shit together. Excuse my language. And I got it together. My daughters right now, two of my daughters have master's degrees. Two of them. What's the odds of that? I was a single mother. What was the odds of that? My son is sitting in jail, but that's because he's lazy and he don't want to work. When you turn to the Most High and you tell the Most High you want to change your life and you want to do the right thing, it says in the Tanakh, when you're in the land of your captivity and you turn from your wickedness, I got you.
Yes.
I didn't have plenty
something?
Of money. Yeah.
I just want to say that, and that's what we've been trying to say. I've heard it. I didn't say anything. I kind of listened to everybody. We understand that we as a people, we can be self-sustaining. We understand about the treasury and gathering the money. But the scripture said, if my people, which are
Come
called
on,
by my name,
humble
themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked
Come
ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven and then will I heal their land. Prayer is the key. If you want it to work, we're gonna have to march through the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, as a nation, and let the people know we come as we go before our Elohim, and we're gonna have to pray and ask him to change our situation. And that's the only way it's gonna work.
That's right. Come on. Now you know, if you got a witness,
And all I heard, I just heard two witnesses proclaim that the only way is to change our mind and return back to the Creator. And if you do so, oh, my goodness, people, you just don't know. You just don't
that's
know.
Right.
What that's the
well, I'm look here. I'm with whatever the majority is. You understand? If that's the key, you understand? Then I'm with that majority. But I'm never going to stop saying that we don't need to build no treasury, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to take care of the widows, the children, the fatherless, you understand, the elderly. That is our job. We are responsible for one another.
I agree, and brother Adonia, I agree, because guess what? The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to him, but we got to first come together and show him that we want to, we got to show him as a nation that we're ready to change, and once we show him, he said our enemies will help us. He said our enemies will be at peace with us. Money won't be an issue, because guess what? We'll have all the money we need.
What is going on around here? Are we giving that praise? Are we testimony and testifying? Oh, my goodness. That's what I love to hear, the testimony and testifying of how good the Creator is, not only how good he is now, but how good he's always been. He's always been good to us. Just got good to him, that's all.
Let me go a step further here. If we're talking about testimony, you understand? You know, most of the time when a man gets divorced from his wife in this society, you understand, the man goes out in the street. You understand? He got to find a way. You understand? Most of the time, you understand? The Almighty has always been with me. You understand? I got this divorced man, and he set me down in a place, you understand what I'm saying, so I could get this message out to each and every one of us. We all got these testimonies that we can go through. You understand? But what will give us the power that the Almighty will give us, you understand, is that when we turn from our ways, we got to get up and do something. There's no magic bullet. You understand? We always think that there's a magic bullet. Each time, let me go a step further. The time when they put Daniel in the lion's den, and guess what? The Almighty stepped in. So that means that he did something. Something happened, and the Almighty stepped in. The Almighty didn't step in before then. You understand? He stepped in after he did something. That's what I'm saying.
Hello?
We're here. Yeah, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I prayed to the Most High sitting in jail. And then when the Most High made it so that I walked out of jail, I did something behind that. I didn't go back to doing what I was doing. I did something that was legal that was not going to get me put back in jail. We could stay on our knees and pray and pray and pray as long as we want to. At the end of the day, the bottom line is when we finish praying, we got to get up and we got to do something. We know they hate us. So what we need to do is we need to find ways to feed the old people, to feed the children. But we, at the end of the day, because if we don't take care of, I don't think the Most High at no time meant for us to sit here in America and let them kill our children and mistreat us. No, he meant for us to sit here in America, bethink ourselves, realize why we're here and what happened, and not only what our ancestors did, but what we're still doing, and then do something to change it.
That is correct.
Sit back and do absolutely nothing. That's what Israel's been doing for years and years and years, doing absolutely nothing. Look, if you think some white people is going to do for you what you don't want to do for yourself, then you crazy. If you want to eat, then you got to do something to provide food. And if you decide not to provide some food for yourself, then you can't get mad at white people or anybody else when they want to provide no more for you. But it all starts with praying to the Most High and really doing and meaning what you say to him. And then he will put thing after thing after thing in front of you. He'll, before you know it, there will be a, a fund for to help. Listen, there's no way in the world, I believe, if a bunch of Israelites want to put together some money to help the poor in Israel or the needy in Israel or the fatherless or the orphans, that the Most High could show them a way to do that. Of course he is. You don't mean just sit down and just keep waiting on Edom and Japheth to provide us with money. That's stupid. I'm saying you
right.
got to pray, you got to mean what you say, and then you got to get up and do something about what you find
right.
a way to provide what you need.
That is correct. I agree with that.
That is correct.
Yeah,
that
can
is
I
correct.
Say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and I agree with everything everybody's saying. I mean, everything. Of course, we need prayer. We need Ayah. We need that. That's the foundation, right? But
that is correct.
And added to that, okay, not even but added to that, what is your plan? We got to have a plan.
Oh,
and,
I got one.
But we also understand that the reason why we're in this predicament right now is because what they use to put us in this predicament is economics. This is the tool that they're using to destroy us here in the United States and in Africa. Look at Mugabe. They got sanctions on that country. They can't grow their own food. They don't have any tools. They don't have anything. Right now, they're trying to come out of it after 10 years, and people are starving to death in the country, in their own country, when they have their land. But it's the economics that's killing them, because it's the economics that these rulers, the supremacists that are in control and have been in control for hundreds of years,
mm-hmm.
are using to keep us down. The power that we have, of course, is in Ayah. That's the foundation. But he's telling us, okay, now, what are you going to do about it? If we have him beside us, behind us, beside all around us, knowing that we have a plan, all we have to do now is just sit down and say, okay, we need to do this, 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 and this.
That is correct.
First. And then we go and do this, 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 and this. If it means we open up a toothpick factory, we open
that
up
is,
a toothpick factory. We can only
correct.
Hire four brothers right now. Okay, we got four brothers now. We
that
make
is
a profit. Once we make a profit, we duplicate that whatever pattern that we did, and we just continue it throughout the Hebrew awakening. But
that
we
correct.
Need to have an economic plan to get out of this. Why? Because it was economics that they used and continue to use to keep us in this predicament.
That is correct. We depend on those folks for our groceries. You understand? For
everything.
We got to go today. We got to go to their clinics, man. And I hate going to the doctor because I don't know what he's going to do for me. And they give us pill after pill after pill. You understand? I don't know how they lace them pills. You understand? We need our own. We need to be self-sufficient. That's what we need to be. You understand? This society is going down, and it's going down quick. You understand?
Yeah,
we
yeah.
need to. You understand? Now, I'm talking about realism here. You understand? I'm talking about day-to-day living. You understand what I'm saying? So when we talk about day-to-day living, you understand? When they cut us off, you understand, and there's no more food, what we going to do? Just tell
that's
me.
That's right. And that is the purpose.
And we got, look
and
here, and we got, and listen, one more thing. And we got the Almighty behind us. You understand?
Yes,
he will show us favor. All we got to do is stand.
Because now's the time.
Yep. And now
exactly.
is the time. And
I mean, prayer,
we have
look here. Prayer is absolute. You understand? But prayer works when you do something.
Right.
That's true.
That's right. That is correct. And that's why we put the conference together, so we can sit down and put together a plan, an emergency preparedness kit, a plan for how we're going to feed ourselves, the things we're going to do in order to be able to come together, how we're going to survive during the hard times, what we're going to do in order so we can communicate with each other, how we're going to have electricity when the grid goes down. I mean, these are all the things we need to come together to do as a nation. And that's
hallelujah.
What the conference is all about.
Hallelujah.
And you know what else we should do?
What's
put
that?
Put together a document writing down all the crimes that they did to our people.
Yeah.
And state it loud and clear. Give it to the United Nations. Tell them what
yes.
they did. Tell them what we know. And
that
then,
is correct.
And then when we work on our economic recovery, they can't interfere because we'll be
that
looking right at
that. That is correct. The Almighty will protect us. He will protect us. He said that. You understand?
That's right.
He said that he will protect us. You understand what I'm saying? All we got to do is do something.
Absolutely.
You understand? Now, look here. Don't get me wrong, man. I love all of y'all. You understand what I'm saying? But we got to come together as a unit, a body. Every other nation under the sun. You know what? He spoke about the UN. You understand? You understand? If we go to the UN under the United Nations of Israel, and we establish ourselves sovereign nation.
A sovereign nation.
You understand?
A nation.
If we go to the UN, they give us money. All them people that's sitting up there in the UN, they get money from the government.
Yeah, but we don't want their money, brother.
That would have to be. I take that money. I don't care. That money and still do what we're supposed to do.
But we
in the name of Yah.
One thing, we ain't gonna need their money, okay? And we really don't want their money because their money has gotten from the IMF and the Bank of International Settlements, and they're killing a lot of people with the money
that
they got.
But look here, listen to what I'm saying here, man.
But wait,
let me
finish up. Let me finish up
okay.
real quick. What go we ahead. Need to do is we need to go to the UN and tell them about their crimes. Now,
okay.
if we tell them about their crimes, then they will have hands off on what they're doing, and then we can actually build our own economics just naturally because it's already
that.
There.
I can agree with that. You understand? Because I believe in the Almighty. I believe that the Almighty sustained our living until today. You understand? He put people in place. You understand? To sustain our living, Al Sharpton, Marcus Garvey, all of those people was the people that kept us alive until today. Now, being that it's getting close that the Almighty is gonna bring His judgment, you understand? Our only job is that we gather ourselves. It talks about, y'all need to read Yafaniah, you understand? It talks about how we supposed, that the Almighty commanded us to gather ourselves so that in that day, you understand, He will, we may be hidden in the day of His anger, you understand? So those are the things that we got to be looking at, our restoration and our salvation is in the scriptures. It's, everything is not pertaining to that, but there's certain little passages in the scripture that will tell us how to get out of this mess.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to make an announcement real quick. If anybody would like to push one, if you have a comment or you like have something you want to say, please push one. We want to hear from you. We still have quite a few people on the line. This line was lit up and people are still listening. So if anyone on the line wants to push one, and you have a comment or you want to have something to say, please push one. We want to hear from you. Kavai, you have anything to say?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. So, you know, like I said, it's a beautiful thing. It's time. It's time for us to start gathering. It's time for us to prepare our people because the economy is in the toilet and it's not going to get any better. And
that is correct.
And we have to pay attention to the times. You know, there's no more blue skies and apple pies. It is what it is. The job, the unemployment rate is where it is. It's in the toilet. We need to start coming together so we can sit down as a nation, so the leaders can begin to sit down with us, and we can all sit down and brainstorm as to how we're going to do it, separate the country off by regions and sections, and then we have all kind of emergency funding and emergency repair kits and emergency food baskets, things that we can put together to be able to help us in this time because it's going to get bad.
That's it. That is. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It's really going to get bad. I mean, really.
And you know what? I know I'm talking a lot about economic recovery, but really that's almost over with right now because that whole system of finance, it's not even going to exist in about 6 months, I don't think. Because when they collapse this dollar and the whole economic system is gone and they want to switch to credit or digital currencies, then our whole way of trying to make money and get loans to build economy is over with.
That is correct.
What we need to do right now is the phase that we need to be in is how are we going to survive the economic crisis. How do we come together as Hebrews through love, where we can actually say, okay, this is where we're going to grow some food. This is where we're going to have our protection. Because we need to have protection from the crazy people that ain't got
that
nothing
is,
going on, that didn't
that
prepare. We
got to
make sure we have some food stored. If you could buy a lot of rice and dried goods that you can store right now for when that comes. I've been talking about this for the last 3 years, though. Anything that you can do right now to weather out the storm, right? You need at least 6 months to a year, okay? Because after the first 3-4 months, it's going to be chaotic, right? Then after that goes down, we have to figure out, okay, how can we communicate? Are the communication systems going to be up? We can still use postal mail, because that's probably the last thing that's going to fall, hopefully. We're not going to be able to rely on the internet like we think we can right now. We need to go back to old school communication. You see what I'm saying? This is the phase where we're coming to. The whole economic thing, we can build on that after it falls, but we have to understand that when everything falls apart, we're going to have to build, we're going to have to make our own clothes anyway. We have to build our own food anyway, and we're going to have to supply our own goods, so we're already going to have a black economic system anyway,
because
we're going to need it, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. Listen, one other thing. Look here.
And that's
one other thing.
That's where the plan comes in at, and we have to make sure we put together a plan. As a nation of people, we have to get the people together and get in their ear, because everybody is not, their survival tactics are not where it needs to be. And you got to think about it. You got a whole nation. Our people are dependent upon that same government that's getting ready to fall apart, and it's going to be chaos. I mean, really. When you think about it, most of us don't even have 2 months' worth of food in our house of dry goods that we can eat off of in the event the grid goes down.
That is correct. You understand? We got to use this money till the wheels fall off, and we got to stay prayed up, and the Almighty will give us our way out. But we use this money till the wheels come off. You understand? That's how we do them little pluckers that we get. We ride that sucker till the wheels come off. You understand? Then we might go get something else. But the Almighty is in the matter here. We got to trust in the Almighty and do something. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah. And that means coming together. So, again, I want to make an announcement. The 2013 Annual State of the Nation Address, the website is www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress.com. We want you to go on the website, register today, register tomorrow. Tell everybody you know to come and start registering so we can get this thing done, because we've got to get this information to you. We've got to show you how to do it. We've got to show you how to survive. You know, a lot of people don't realize that back in the 50s, they had gas masks. That was a part of their attire. They had bunkers up under the ground where they built bunkers in case of nuclear wars and stuff. They were prepared. And there's nothing wrong with being prepared.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. I agree.
It's called wisdom.
That is correct. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me tell everybody here, man, that I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. You understand? I love all of y'all. You understand? I love everybody that was on this line and those that is in the sound of my voice, that hears the sound of my voice. You understand? I want us to come together. I know that the Almighty, I know that we can. You understand? Mm-hmm. We the people that put this whole system together, from the White House to the outhouse. You understand what I'm saying? We know how to do this. You understand? We just got to do it for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We've made every other person rich. We've made every other system rich, from the clothing market to the gym shoe market to the food market. We've made them rich. Now it's time to focus on our own survival, because, like you said, at the end of the day, we're the last ones they're going to feed. At the end of the day, they're going to quit printing food stamps. I mean, it's getting ready to really get bad in a minute, because the whole economy is going to collapse. The dollar is already worth nothing. It's worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's on its way out.
We don't want to be on the way out neither.
No.
The stock market is going to have another major crash, and that's going to be the nail in the coffin. I'm telling
you.
Yeah.
They're the only reason why they're lowering the price of gold now so they can buy it up. They don't want to buy it at that high price. But as soon as it hits the price where they say, okay, now it's time to, to tell the truth, it's probably over $2,000 now. And then people are going to be like, wow, I should have bought it when it was low. But anyway, I'm just saying that the importance of us coming together right now is awesome. And I think, and I know that this is the work of Ayah, which is good. I don't know how many of us are going to survive this, but it says that we will survive. Okay?
That is correct.
But the need for us to actually grow our own food, which is the most important thing right now, we have to find a community that we can grow some food and get together, And if we can connect a communication within Africa, then we can, imagine this. All right, now this is a dream that I have. That, and I say us here in America, even though I'm in Sweden, I'm still there spiritually. I'm always there. My mind is always there, and everything. My family's there. So, well, us in America connect with people on the motherland, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they know the situation that we're going through. If we can talk to them and they give us some land in the motherland,
mm-hmm.
and we start building there in the motherland. Now,
mm-hmm.
first of all, the media attention that African Americans are in Africa helping Africans plant and farm, that in itself will give power to us doing something there. Then, if there is an economic downturn, in Africa, they ain't going to feel the economic downturn because they've been robbing them for hundreds of years. They've been robbing our people, then kept them fighting and stealing the land and poisoning with oil and you name it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go there to the motherland and actually start planting something there, then that land will be protected because the media will be on us being there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that would help us eat and them eat. Because then
mm-hmm.
equipment will come in there, the economy will come in there, and then who knows? It could be a home outside of home. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I understand exactly what you mean, and that is definitely a possibility. And I want to say that it is 6:22. Our show ends at 6:30, and I want to give everybody a chance to have 1 minute to give a quick comment and kind of wrap up everything we're saying. Brother Donia, you can go first, and then we're going to go down the line. And anyone else that has anything they want to say, please push 1, and we'll get you right on. Brother Donia, you want to make a last comment?
Okay. Yes, I do. I want to tell everybody that I love them, and I want to also say that I got a plan. I hope to be able to to state my plan at the conference, you understand?
Okay.
And I hope that I'll be able to put something on paper so that when you leave you will be able to take it back to your community and y'all discuss it, you understand? And we'll hopefully that we can set something else up, you understand? To have another meeting conference. Ustream, however we want to do it, you understand? I want to be able us to, let's not waste no time on getting our lives, having taken charge of our destiny. And with
all
that,
right.
I'll relinquish the mic.
All right, Brother Dawid from Sweden, we want to say thank you so much for calling in from a whole nother country, and we want you to give your last words if you want to say anything to our audience.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you all so much. I love everybody. And I really mean that. Will the conference be streamed? Like, can I see it? Because if I can't make it, can it be streaming online?
Yes, we will. We're working on streaming it. We most definitely are.
Okay, good.
Good, good. All right, then, sister from Florida, you got any last words you want to say?
Yeah, what I want to say is we got a number one. Like I said, we got to take it to the Most High and ask him to show us exactly what we need to do to get out the situation we're in. Because we could take it upon ourselves to do this or that. But if we take it to the Most High, whatever he give us, we know it's going to work. And we know that the Most High don't mean to let Japheth annihilate us, because if he did, we would already be gone. So there's got to be a way that we can get this all together. And when everything do fall apart, we still have food and clothes and whatever it is we need to survive. Because it's gonna get very, very bad. Because
yes,
that's what the Most High said. So if you know ahead of time it's going to get bad, and what do? You prepare. You buy that food. And when we talking about growing food, we got to remember, we need organic seeds, because to grow regular seeds is to eat garbage. So if we know all this stuff, we got to prepare. We got to start putting some food aside, putting some water aside, putting whatever we need or whatever we can aside, and two or three different families together, or 5 or 10 different families. And when it hit us, we got something to fall back on. And before what we have to fall back on is gone, the Most High will show us the next step and the next
that
step
is correct.
And the next step. You can't just pray. And then if I pray and then just sat down, my children would have starved. I pray, I ask the Most High to guide me. I turned my TV, and that was the answer. And then it was the next thing. I needed a real job. So it was the next thing. I needed a real estate license, because I didn't even have a high school diploma. I needed a real estate license, and the Most High provided that. And then I needed to build, or every way, every step of the way, the Most High sent somebody to me to help me do exactly what I needed to do. But I believe also that's because when I came to him with my heart humbled and ready to change my life.
All right.
Hallelujah.
That's good to know. Sister Kavai, you have any last words?
No, I just want to thank everybody, and it was just really good listening. Thank you to the brother and the sister, and shalom.
All right, you guys, we're going to say to everybody, we're going to say shalom, shalom. We're going to leave off on this note. And we're so glad that you shared your day with us, and hope to see you back here next week, same time, same place, the Yehuda Project. And we said we love you. Shalom, shalom, everyone.
We can tell by the look in your eyes, gang. Come on. Right here. I know just